the Don and Mike Show.
The doctor for Pope John Paul II says the 80-year-old religious leader does have Parkinson's disease.
But I've got no Parkinson's. And listen, I'm not like that pussy Michael J. Fox.
You're going to go right to the end, right?
However, I am. Whenever I do have to leave, I want to be replaced
by Charlie Sheen.
Hey, Charlie Sheen. Wow.
He'll look great in the suit.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
This is the first son of a beat.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call.
What?
Don't call to play the name game.
Oh, really?
No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
What?
And don't call telling jokes.
Oh, really?
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, as I look up in the studio, our studio is decorated with all kinds of religious documentation on the wall.
Right.
I can't help every day but look and salute.
Yes.
There he is, nailed to the cross.
Right next to the tabernacle.
Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak!
Hey, what do you say, fans?
What do you say?
Let me tell you something, fans. Phil loves that you say hi to him every day, but he wants to ask you a favor. Just once, will you say hi to his mama?
Mamo.
His mamo, M-A-M-O.
Mamo Hochberg.
His mamo.
Mamo.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Jocularity and all the ships at sea. Hey, no longer practicing Catholicism. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Rob, and hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast. It's a nationwide show via the auspices of Westwood One, but that's changing by the hour.
Absolutely. Always a changing situation.
You know, more and more, it's looking like it might be the best thing for us just do it. Just a local show.
Just do our show.
Just do a local show.
Stay the heck with it.
Yeah. But anyway, listen, enough of that. Our network sucks. Our placement of stations around the America generally sucks.
Right.
It snowed. I told you it would snow.
Way to go. I'm going to applaud you.
Snowed.
You are a soothsayer.
That sucks. But beyond that, just let me say that the phone number is same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
That's your hotline to the hits, and of course,
welcome to my world.
Ah, there you go. The soothing sounds of purple bloated Elvis.
Won't you come on in?
Ah, come on in to our snowy bloated world.
If only.
Miracles,
I had my Elvis decanter here.
Right.
I could screw Elvis' head off. And just take a quick swig out of his neck.
Step into my heart.
Probably bourbon whiskey in there.
Something, you know, that would make you go.
There you go.
Just something to calm my nerves before a very exciting show. And of course, as always, this program is built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
Built
with you in mind.
Yeah, I'm not going to waste your time today with how effed up some of the stuff behind the scenes on this show is.
Oh, it's really amazing.
But it's effed up, and it's really got nothing to do with anything except our situation in New York, which just cannot suck enough.
It's amazing.
I hesitate to even bring it up here because so many of the people listening to us throughout America have no idea what's going on our station in New York.
No way I would think that people on WNEW have been hearing about it all day.
And the problem is, by the time we get on with our two cents, why, it's already 4 hours after we've said it.
Yeah, it's watered down. But it's fresh to us because we're tape delayed in New York.
Right. So anyway, listen, I don't know what we're going to do about that.
Yeah.
I think it might be time. We were just talking before the show. Might be time to make a fist.
I hope so. I hope you feel that way because I think it really is. I think the time has come.
Just to say, it's nice to be on in New York. It's a kick to be on in New York.
Sure.
We think the concept of WNEW as an FM talk station is great, but let's be honest, the station is an absolute asshole, and it is falling down brick by brick. The mortars are falling out of the walls. They're firing the disc jockeys, they're moving the disc jockeys around, they're doing all of this stuff, and the whole time that we've been on this goddamn station, they've held the carrot in front of our nose that eventually we're going to be moved to be live in New York.
We want to be live in New York. We feel that that we would do extremely well. We think we're doing very well on tape delay in New York, but it's not what we're going to do if we're going to go live.
Yeah, you know what it is like? It's like we're a one-legged man running in the Olympics, still managing to come in and win a medal.
Yeah.
But come on, it's a guy with one leg who's running the race.
I don't think there are many shows that rely on being live as much as we do.
No.
I mean, when we're doing the show, I know we're going to get the calls, you guys are gone for a year. But I mean, I'm saying when we're doing the show, being on live is essential to the enjoyment of this program.
And we bought into this whole NEW thing because we wanted to get the show clear to New York and because it's exciting and it's the largest radio market in America. And frankly, we've made some great strides up in New York. The ratings are coming up and things are going great. I think the people of New York enjoy listening to the show at night, but they know that they can't call in and participate, and we know that we can't participate with them, and the fact is that they play goddamn musical chairs with every other shift on the radio station.
But meanwhile, here we are,
right,
tape delayed for, I guess, the next millennium.
Right, they got no morning show. They've never had a morning show.
Right.
They approached us about doing the morning show. We said yes, and then they said, well, no, we can't do that because you can't compete with,
right,
what's his name? That's not allowed, apparently, that there's not enough room for two morning shows in New York.
Amazing.
Then they got the afternoon show there, and we said, fine, we understand that, ONA have got their audience, and now they've fired the midday girl.
Mm.
So, the thought here is, listen, what the F? I think I should just tell you exactly what we thought all along. There are two moves that WNEW can make to fix this, being as they're not going to compete in morning drive.
Right.
Okay? Being as neither our show nor Opie and Anthony's show is ever going to get a chance to go up in morning drive on WNEW against the other disc jockey.
If you're writing off morning drive, c'est la vie, but you can still dominate the rest of the day.
Sure. Okay, so 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. or 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., you've got two shows.
You got two shows that are very well received in New York.
Uh-huh. Right. Put one of them on middays and put one of them on afternoons.
Bingo.
And you want to know something? They've even had discussions with us about the possibility of moving our show to the midday slot, making it an absolute lifestyle change where we would, uproot everything that we do here and everything that we've built in the afternoon and move to the midday slot. And you know what we said to that? We didn't say F you. We said, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, think about that.
Right.
But then as it turns out, they fire Leslie Gold. And they're going to put Ron and Fez on in the midday.
Which is, it's just not the right thing to do.
No, it's not the right time for Ron and Fez. And, again, we got nothing but love for Ron and Fez.
I love them.
We like their show. Their show belongs where it's at.
They're late, creatures of the night.
Late night. They like
absolutely.
They like working late night. And I just don't know if I want to...
That's right, Rob. They're creatures of the night.
I just don't know if we want to just sit on the sidelines again.
And be tape delayed for the next year while, you know, we don't have the chance to really succeed. By being tape delayed, they're hamstringing us. They're putting ankle weights around us. And they're not letting us run the race. And we're just not used to that situation.
You know,
I mean, when they brought us over here in Washington, D.C., because they didn't want us on in the morning here in Washington for the same reason they don't want us on in the morning in New York.
Well, no. The reason they didn't want us on in the morning in Washington is because we were beating the guy.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So it's the same basic thing. So they brought us over. We said, okay, you know, we'll come over in the afternoon. And look what we've done in the afternoon. And,
right.
And you know, now it's just, it's amazingly frustrating just to sit here and I have a meeting with you before the show, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, my God, I mean, here we are. We're just spinning our wheels.
Right.
It's driving me nuts.
So I just don't know if it's worth it or not. I mean, we're trying to put a lot of effort into making this show succeed in New York, but when you're on tape delay, frankly, you're running into all kinds of hurdles. And what's frustrating now is that the station has slots open.
Yeah, they could make the move tomorrow,
yeah.
And it would be perfect.
Right? I mean, we will be in Anthony middays, give them a syndication deal.
Right.
You know, and put us on live. Or, you know, if you're afraid of that, we've said we'd make the move. You put us on middays, you syndicate us, and you syndicate them. You got yourself a goddamn network.
Right.
You know? But they won't do it. They don't got the balls to do it. So, you know, just F them. And the whole thing at NEW is a mess because Jeremy, listen, I told you for years, when Jeremy was the program director of WJFK, when he was getting all of these accolades for being one of the bright young programming minds, as has been proven by the fact that Jim McClure, who is an absolute daft prick, who took his place and is actually doing better ratings-wise at the station
right.
than Jeremy Coleman did, this station WJFK in Washington that we're on, you could, I'm serious, you could have... Who's that vegetable? Three-named woman.
Karen Ann Quinlan.
Yes, she could be the program director of WJFK because there's nothing to it.
Absolutely.
Because you've got a bunch of shows that just all run by themselves.
Yes.
All you got to do is sit upstairs in your office with your glass coffee table. So Jeremy goes to New York where he actually has to program his way out of a paper bag.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, the guy can't do it. The guy can't get the disc jockeys to get on the same page and do what needs to be done. And he's firing disc jockeys. And you know, and as far as that goes, I don't think Leslie Gold should have been fired either.
Yeah.
You know, her show was fine. You got to give... I'd say the same thing about Leslie Gold as I'd say about our show in New York if we were ever live. You got to give her more than a year. I think she was only on about a year.
Should have put her on in the morning.
Yes, and that was the option that, again...
Mm-hmm. You came up with that.
Yeah, I said, listen, you got this deal where you can't compete with the disc jockey on K-Rock.
Terrific move to put her on there.
Put Leslie Gold on in the morning, because it's a girl on against that other show.
Absolutely.
That couldn't be considered direct competition.
This is really... I mean, you're telling it like it is,
yeah.
And I think it's overdue. I really do. I think it's terrific to hear you saying this, because it's the truth,
right.
And it's silly, and it's frustrating, and, you know, if they did a few things, and they, you know, and we can adhere to company policy for the big reason that we all have
yeah.
to adhere to company. We can still win. We can still do well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like now it seems to me that there's an attitude that because of, I can't say everything I want to say here, because of that policy, that it's not just that day part. It's like the whole station can't succeed.
Right. Everybody.
And I don't get that at all.
Everybody is effed up
mm-hmm.
at WNEW. And the people who are effed up, who don't deserve to be effed up, are effed up because the management at WNEW is absolutely spineless. Absolutely spineless.
I mean, your idea about putting her on in the morning would be just a nice alternative. You know, obviously it's not going to be any threat. And then for the rest of the day, you go out and slay the dragon and you try to win. I know you're as frustrated
yeah.
as I am. We're on a station up there, and it seems to me the attitude is just survive, don't win.
Right.
Don't do everything that you and I have been in this business for a long time, and you've been in this business for a million years.
And it sucks, and I think the point that we're getting to is unless they work out some way to shuffle the lineup to put this show on live, you know, we might just pull the plug.
Yeah.
I mean, what, you know, who,
what's the point? Because, I mean, the longer we stay up there with the hamstrung situation, the more we're not going to have the success we would have if we were live.
Right.
And they're going to be able to hold that up to us and go, well, you remember when you were on in New York, and it's really not being on in New York. It's being on tape delay in New York. It's not the same thing.
And when we were originally put on tape delay in New York, we were put on a tape delay with New York with the thought that this is how you get your foot in the door, but don't worry. We'll move things around.
I think we've proven what this show does in syndication. When you put us on an FM radio station live, I think everywhere we've ever done that, in a large market, we do extremely well, and New York would be no exception to that.
So then what he does is, Jeremy and Ken, he's just as guilty, they fire Leslie Gold, who was the midday disc jockey on WNEW. They fire her, and rather than just fire her and just be done with it, they're such dicks. They let her come back and do a farewell show.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
You know, and I say more power to Leslie Gold because, and I'm getting all this information secondhand, but I understand that basically her whole show today was like, F Jeremy Coleman.
Right.
You know, Jeremy Coleman is a dick. You know, I mean, I would do the same thing if I was in Leslie Gold's shoes, Mike.
Sure.
If I had just been fired but given the opportunity to come back on and do a final show.
Oh, boy.
You know.
I mean, really, it's just...
And we would have done it 100 times worse than I'm sure she did.
It's unheard of. We'd do it. If they gave us a final show, I would guarantee you... We would not be allowed to finish that show.
No,
somebody come in here during the commercial. Okay, guys.
That's it. You got to go.
Thanks a lot.
You know, but the point is, and you know, why bull us anymore about this? We want to be on live on WNEW, or you might as well just yank us off and put Tom Lickass back on.
Yeah, exactly. And,
you know,
and he'll do as well as he did before.
And you know what? We've given them two fantastic options. Put Opie and Anthony in middays, give them syndication. You know, those guys deserve to be syndicated anyway.
Absolutely.
And put us on in afternoons. But if you're afraid to do that because they've got an audience already in New York, you know what? Me and Mike aren't afraid of a challenge.
Not at all.
We've been number one in morning drive. We've been number one in afternoon drive. We'd be number one in middays.
Mm-hmm.
We'd move the show to midday.
We were number one. We're number one in Sacramento in middays.
Yeah. But you know what they said to me last night when I was going to that? Well, you mean too much to WJFK. Your show bills too much for WJFK. What would your audience think about that if you made such a drastic move? I said, our audience followed us 9 years ago when we moved from morning drive to afternoon drive.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, it's like, in a way, it would be invigorating to start over again, to start in a new time slot if we had to.
Right.
You know, to try to start to get things rolling again, to have a new challenge. And, you know, frankly... It's very big of us to even offer this up.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really saying, you know, we want, you know, a lesser time slot, but we want to be on live, so, you know, but I mean, they've got two opportunities here, and I just don't understand why they're not making that move. Now, when you told me, as much as we like Ron and Fez, when you told me that they're going to move Ron and Fez into the midday slot, I was just, I'm dumbstruck. I'm absolutely dumbstruck that we're sitting over here. You've got two wonderful shows on WNEW, and you're going to keep one of them tape delay now when you have the opportunity. You know, and you know, obviously
you could have all three shows live, regardless if it's
all three shows live,
regardless if it's ONA in the middays or us in the middays, whichever way you'd have. You know, Don and Mike, Opie and Anthony,
right.
Ron and Fez, three great shows. Live, you'd have a nice live block, mm-hmm. and then you go out to Westwood One, and you sell that as a network, which incidentally, hello, other networks do.
Right.
They sell their programming as a network. You know, I'm sick of reading that ESPN, Disney, goddamn Disney, that doesn't spend a dime. I want to tell you something. They are dirt-ass cheap, Disney. You know what they do for the struggling ESPN radio, which cannot suck enough? They go out and they spend $60 million to buy a radio station in Los Angeles. They go out and they spend $50 million to buy an FM station in Dallas. They buy, they bought WCFL in Chicago, Buzz.
Wow.
They go out and they buy radio stations simply to put their crappy ESPN radio lineup.
Yeah.
On those stations.
Amazing. You got a ready-made format. Mm-hmm.
And Westwood One has never done dick.
You got Opie and Anthony, this show, Ron and Fez. Bam, bam, bam.
Right.
Or any order you want to put.
Right.
Well, you know, you keep, you know, you put Ron and Fez, in that evening slot,
yeah.
which is what's perfect for them.
And furthermore, you can even add on to that. You put the sports junkies in that package somewhere.
Absolutely.
And I mean, you've got virtually the entire day pre-programmed for radio stations across America. But apparently that's too simple for anybody at Westwood One to figure out.
You know, do you see any negatives on that? I mean, even with all the stuff that you know, with that the big reason that we can't
right.
go on in the morning. I mean, I don't see, what are we conflicting with? I don't get that. It's just,
I don't know.
Man, this just doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know.
I think it's time for us to really, I don't know, it's make a fist time.
And frankly, it's you know, it's great ego stroke to be on in New York and to tell people, yeah, hey, you can go to New York and hear us now. But really, and you people in New York who hear us, I'm sure you hear it and you like it, but it's not the same as if you could call in and bust balls and joke around and really get into the flow of what's happening on the show.
Well, you know, we go up there. We love going up to New York. We absolutely love doing the show from New York. It's a lot of fun. We feed off the energy of the city. You know, it's a great city. And to be on tape delay when we go up there and we're doing our show, and, you know, down the hallway, we're looking at Opie and Anthony, who are on live and having a great time, the same great time we have when we're doing our show, but they're doing it live. It kills me to see that.
Yeah.
It really does. It drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm. And frankly, I don't know. I don't have any confidence in the management team at WNEW.
No, they seem extraordinarily complacent to have us just sit here when we could bring such a success to that radio station, and I just don't get it. I don't understand it.
You know, and
why do you want to lose up there? Why? I always thought this was a winning company.
Because of the thing we can't talk about.
Yeah, and it seems to now have spilled over into the whole station, which, now that's crap.
Right.
Then why don't you just pull the plug then, you know? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So we might pull the plug ourselves. We might just decide, you know what, it's nice to be on in New York, but if you're not going to put our... And this is not something that we really can even make the decision now. We'd have to have our agent call, you know, the management team and say, you know, hey, you know what, F you. Take us off NEW. Who cares?
Yeah, it just seems to me that I still can't figure it out. There's so many things about this management team that I can't figure out. No. I just don't understand.
They got no balls. I mean, I said to Ken, when Ken took the job as general manager at WNEW, I said to him, you realize that going in, never being able to compete in the morning,
right?
You're going in already knowing that you're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed, you know, okay with that because he wanted his shot in New York. Everybody wants the shot in New York.
Of course.
So now that, if that's a given, that you're never going to be able to have a competitive radio show on in the morning on WNEW.
Right.
Why don't you try to put the best elements together
mm-hmm.
for the other 20 hours of the day? And I got to think that four of those hours would be having this show live in New York.
Yeah. What do ONA want? I've always understood they want to be syndicated, right?
Yeah.
That's what they want more than anything else in the world. What do we want? We want to be live in New York more than anything else in the whole wide world.
That's it.
You can solve that problem. You can solve that problem right now. But they don't seem to want to do it. Are they afraid of having two outspoken shows back to back? Is that what they're afraid of?
I don't know.
I mean, they got it right now. We're on after ONA right now. Yeah. Same thing.
I don't know. You know, I mean,
it's crazy.
And somebody said to me, well, what if, you know, what if Opie and Anthony were on WJFK in Afternoon Drive? You know, how would your audience be? We would tell our audience to listen to Opie and Anthony the same way that they've told their audience to listen to us.
Yeah, those right. guys have, you know, supported us. Not easy for them to do. It's not. It's not easy for us to support them either. I mean, these are two shows that are similar in that regard, that we were very territorial. But they have been very supportive. We'd be the same way to them. I mean, we've coexisted, and they've made us feel very comfortable up there.
But frankly, if we're not going to be given a chance to be live in New York, then I the more that this goes on, the more I see the deterioration of WNEW,
yeah.
the more I think, I don't know if I want, I mean, we're already going to be linked to the failure of WNEW. Our names are going to be chiseled down in history as failures on WNEW.
When we came to work here in Washington, D.C. at this radio station, it was my understanding that they seemed to really appreciate people that do the kind of stuff that we do. I don't feel that way anymore. I don't feel like, I feel like they just don't get it anymore. They don't understand that the core of all this success that we've had down here in Washington, and whatever success they've had at WNEW, is based on
personalities that are on the radio, and they just don't seem to get it.
So listen, we just want to be on live in New York. That's all, you know. And if NAW can't figure out a way to do it, I mean, I think I've outlined a couple of different ways that you could do it. If you don't want to do it, then, you know, good luck to you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, have fun, die on the vine, but do it yourself. Do it on your own.
Right. You know, I mean, I'm happier when I don't have to worry about crap like this.
Yeah.
You know, right. it's effed up, man.
We've been at it. I think we've certainly demonstrated our loyalty here, and we played the game for them.
And that loyalty, incidentally, it ain't being returned.
Not at all.
You know, I mentioned that last night.
Oh, where do you think that loyalty would be on the other end if we had, you know, if we went 3 years in a row without ratings?
Yeah,
you
know right. What I mean? Uh-huh. Our ass would be out the door.
Right. Bye bye.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mentioned that last night to a member of the management team last night about 10 o'clock. I said, "Gee, seems to me that me and Mike have been pretty loyal to Infinity for 9 years. While you know." Hey, listen, the other great lie that we've heard for the last 9 years is that you guys are the next big thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right, which we knew was crap.
Yeah, yeah, but they would lie to us anyway and say, listen, if anything ever happens to, the you know, the guy we can't talk about, you guys are it. You're the safety.
Right.
That's why we got you. You're the guys. Well, that's crap. Right. Stop blowing smoke up our ass about that.
There's certain personality types that are going to be doing this till they're 80.
Right.
Okay? I'm not mentioning any names.
You know, and some guys in this company get a lot of stuff done for them, and we don't get anything done for them.
No, we don't. We get you know, urinated on because we're here.
Right.
And there seems to be only one real priority when it comes to talent on the radio in this company.
And frankly, that ain't a bad lot in life to be in. You know, I was thinking about this a year ago, before we went on in New York, we were pretty happy. We were on top of the world. We're on about 60 markets. Mm-hmm. You know, our syndication deals finally kicked in. We're finally making some dough. We finally got some decent ratings around the country. All right, so we're not in, you know, any of the top 10 markets except Washington. Well,
right.
So be it.
Hey, that's fine. I can live with that.
If that's our lot in life, we're happy with that. We're succeeding where we are.
Right.
That's it. But frankly, at this point, it's become embarrassing now to be on WNEW when our show is tape delayed. And what's making it tough to deal with is the fact that they have the opportunity now, since they're firing disc jockeys left and right.
Right.
To shake up the lineup and to do something. And they're not going to do anything about it.
Yeah, time to call our agent.
I think so.
Yeah, I think the time's come.
I think so.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Time to call him, and not one of those silly prank calls either.
No.
A real call.
Although I do want to call him today to ask him how come he's not sent us a gift.
Yes, yeah. But I don't consider that a prank call either.
That's a real call.
That's a real call.
Okay, so that's where we stand.
Wow.
And really, this tirade was sent for no one except the people of New York. And what's a pisser about it is, I don't know if they're going to edit this out of the show tonight on WNEW.
You know, and you haven't even mentioned that.
Yeah.
How long have we been dealing with that crap?
That they edit stuff out.
Where they take wholesale 20-minute segments and they butcher it out of this program because we're not allowed to do what everybody else in this company gets to do.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we mention all of the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on here at this station.
Right.
And God knows all the crap that goes on at every other radio station that we broadcast to, all 60 stations that we broadcast to. Everything is fair game except for WNEW.
Right.
Well, WNEW ain't done anything to prove that they're above all of the other crappy radio stations that we broadcast on.
I think it's a critical juncture for this show. I really do.
I believe so.
I think it's time for us to really, you know, make that move one way or the other.
I think so. You know, either you put us on live or you take us off. You know, big deal. Big friggin' deal.
And I would love to say it.
I felt like saying it was a,
I know you did.
Big effing deal, you know?
If they don't want it, F them and the horse they rode in on.
Right.
All the way.
Go ahead.
All day.
Do some more favors for more of your favorite disc jockeys in the company. Sure. Buy Imus another jet. That's a good idea.
Right.
That's okay. Or maybe, you know, God forbid, if we ever get out of the slave contract that we're locked into for the next couple of years, we really got the next time find a company and it pains me to say this, but find a company like Disney. Find a company that believes enough in its products.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, ESPN Radio sucks. And you know what else they do that for? Radio Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard Radio Disney?
I have never heard radio. I saw signs for it when I was down there.
It is a format.
God forsaken palace.
It is a format, a national radio format, target audience, 5-year-olds.
That's right. Really?
I ask you not.
Really?
And you know what Disney, ABC has done? They buy radio stations throughout America because no one will pick up this crappy format.
Right.
So they just go out and buy radio stations so that they can build a network. We got to find us a company like that,
mm-hmm.
that feels strongly enough about our product to put us on a network that they'll go out like ESPN does and buy KRLA in Los Angeles and say, you know what? We'll pay $50 million for this asshole because it's important for our crappy programming to be heard in Los Angeles.
You know, it's all about track records in this business. It's all about what your record is, you know, what you've done, what success you've had. And on the station where we were hired to do the job, this station right here in Washington, D.C., I would say if you equated this with a football player playing for a football team, this would be a Dan Marino type of show.
Yeah.
This would be a John Elway type of show. The success, if you compare the type of success and the victories that we've had, you know, ratings period after ratings period after ratings period.
Well, that's something they said to me last night when they were just patronizing me. I mean, the facts are true, but the way they're set are patronizing. They said, well, it'd be very risky to move you guys because your show, just the afternoon drive show on WJFK, bills more than the entire radio station, WNEW in New York.
Well, then you have another alternative then. Then do that. And then you know, then move that other show, and it would be perfect. And give them syndication opportunities.
Yes.
Pop them on some of the stations that we're on across the country.
Right.
Because they're good enough to do it.
It's a simple deal, man, and they're effing it up. And frankly, you know, the bottom line in all of this is, you know, like us or hate us, you got to say this about us. We're winners. We do a radio show that people, God love the people who fill out the ratings books. They give us great ratings. We're winners. And right now, in generally, I'd have to say in New York, we're losing.
Yeah.
And we're losing, and I don't mean this as an excuse, but it's the truth. We're losing because we're on tape delay.
Yeah. When you say we're losing, you know, we have the movement of this show. I don't want people to be confused. The movement of this show has been steady in one direction, and that is we are getting better ratings.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you right now.
We're up in the two shares.
But we would be much further along than we are if we were allowed to be on live. I mean, I just don't want it to sound like we've gone up there and taped it. We've done better than old Lickass has done.
Yes, there's no doubt.
In that time slot.
There's no doubt we have. But if we... We're on live. I mean,
yeah.
I could live with that. You know what I mean? It's like every single mistake that I've made in my life, personal or professional, at least I can always say, you know what? I did what I felt was right at the time.
Right.
Because that's how you can live with when you have a setback in life. Mm-hmm. If you can at least look at yourself, and I don't mean to sound like one of these goddamn self-help a-holes, but really, if you can look yourself in the mirror and you say, you know, I did what I thought was right, so it didn't work. You know, I mean, if they put us on live on WNEW and the show tanks,
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
So be it.
That would be a real shot, a legitimate shot.
But
the reason we agreed, I remember when we got the opportunity to go on tape delay, the reason we agreed to that in the first place was because they were dangling that carrot and saying, hey, this is a temporary situation. Do you remember that? I mean, you know, you have to really work hard sometimes to remember the detail that they give you. And I remember that this was a temporary arrangement.
Right.
About a year. That's what I was told.
Yeah, well, we're coming up on that one-year anniversary on WNEW.
Absolutely, and I don't see any light at the end of that tunnel.
And in the meantime, they're blowing up the radio station all around us. I mean, they're firing the whatever half-ass morning show they have. They're breaking that up. They're firing Leslie Gold. They're moving Ron and Fez. They're keeping us exactly where we are. Thanks.
Yeah, really.
In quicksand.
Yeah, right. So we have to deal with the same crap all the time where people, you know, are calling at the beginning of our show and say, hey, I'm from New York. I like the show. I don't, you know, I listen. Live would be such, in that city, it would be an awesome opportunity. It really would. And you know something? I know that we would make that a success.
Yeah.
I know we would.
And what's a pisser is that, and I can't speak for Jeremy because I really think he's just a daft prick, but I know that Ken knows that if he did that, that things would work out.
And I just don't get that, because the big reason that we're not allowed to talk about seems to dictate everything. But I don't understand why it should dictate the rest of the day.
And that's why, really, whenever this contract is up in a couple of years, we got to get out of this. We got to get out of this whole infinity thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because really it's just it's one trick pony that they have.
And, we got to go over to Clear Channel where we can be like the swinging dick of some company.
Yeah, exactly.
Where we can have a company that thinks we're so important that they'll change the format of a radio station to put our show on. That they believe enough in what we're trying to do to get a network together for us.
We've always been moved to accommodate people. That's the way this show's
yeah, that's true.
It's like, hey, guys, welcome to Chicago.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's just, man. It's
no, you're right.
You look at the history, and it's always that.
You're right.
It's always that. And there's no reason for it either.
And you know what? I'm happiest when we're just in here doing the goddamn show, when we are just having fun. Really.
Right.
That's all I'm looking for. I'm tired of thinking about, God, how is this going to play in New York? Boy, this is going to be heard 3 hours later in New York.
Yeah.
We're missing an element of spontaneity being out of New York.
Right.
Please, no offense to New York. We'd love to do a live show for you.
Right.
But if NEW doesn't want us to, well, F them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is not a show that should be sitting there at nighttime, tape delayed. It just isn't.
No.
It isn't.
No, and furthermore, Opie and Anthony, you should be syndicated, too.
Mm-hmm.
You really should. And don't buy this crap that Ken tells you that because he put you on WJFK for 1 weekend that you're syndicated. Because nobody listens to WJFK on the weekend. That's why we pulled our weekend show off WJFK.
Right, exactly.
You know, jeez. I see those guys getting lied to the same way that we've been lied to for the last 9 years.
Huh. It's really, it's just getting, it's getting to the point where, what is the point? You know what
right.
I mean?
What is the point is just the fact that we should just come in here and just be happy about doing what we love doing. And we're
very happy.
We are blessed.
Yeah.
We are blessed to have great jobs.
We got a great, bunch of listeners that participate in this program every day. We have fun doing this show. That is the bottom line.
And I was talking with Frieda last night about this after I got all worked up after I was talking to this guy in management.
Sure.
And I said, if this was back when, when I was playing records, you know what I would do if they did like this NEW thing? I'd say, F you. I'd just get in my car.
Drive to another city.
And I would drive to the next closest city, and I would walk around with tapes and try to get a job.
Right.
Really, I get the feeling that that's what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
That we just need to say to WNEW, put us on live. We've given you a couple of great options. If you don't think that those options will work for you, then let's part as friends.
Very good.
And then we can stop worrying about how everything's going to play in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, not to mention the fact that we've already offered to uproot our goddamn lives, to accommodate a variety of different changes.
Yeah, a variety of scenarios.
Three different time shifts we've offered to move to on WNEW. And one we were offered. Hell, we were offered the morning job there a year and a half ago.
Right.
And we had accepted it until they decided at the last minute that, you can't do that because you can't compete with the guy who doesn't want to be talked about.
It's ridiculous.
Right. It's nuts.
And right now, there's a window of opportunity. And I'll tell you one thing right now. They better, and this goes out to the powers that be up there. I think it's time to take a deep breath. And before you make a quick decision, you better just think long and hard about the ramifications of that decision for two of your shows on that station. And really think hard, because this is a turning point. I think it's an opportunity for that station to do the right thing. And I sure as hell hope they think about it, they take their time, and they don't react. Because that's the way they do business around here. They react. They don't think. They don't plan. They react to situations.
All right. Just do the right thing.
Reacting is the job that we have to do. We're the reactionaries. Let us be the reactionaries.
Right.
You guys show a little foresight, okay? Because if you play this the right way, you all could be sitting on a much nicer nest in about a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
do the right thing, guys.
If NEW is going to go down the tank, You know, for instance, if I'm on the Titanic,
right,
I'm not going to stay on the deck of the Titanic while the goddamn ship is sinking while I see a lifesaver off to the side.
That's what they think we do. They think we're going to be like that. Those musicians that were on the deck at the very end, you know, that they'd say, "Okay, guys, let's that's it. No, we'll play another song. We'll play another song while the water comes over the deck."
Yeah, because we're so happy to be on in New York. Well, listen, that lasted about 2 days. Or I'd go home and pleasure myself and think about how great it is to finally have made it back to New York.
It was one trip.
And you know what?
Basically one trip.
You know what, really? I never really made it back to New York. Because when I worked in New York over 20 years ago, I worked live.
You lived there.
I lived there.
Yeah, I feel the same way, that it doesn't really count.
No.
It doesn't really count.
No, this is a taped, syndicated show. It should be a live, syndicated show.
It's an opportunity for WNEW.
For New York City.
And people we know, who we have worked with for a number of years, to make the correct decision. It's the opportunity. And if they don't make the correct decision, I'm 100% behind you on that. I think it's time for us to really just say, hey, c'est la vie, but don't, you know, don't ride our backs down into the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, because, you know, we're happy with what we do, man. Like I say, we're blessed. We're really, truly blessed that, you know, we make decent coin, and we got a lot of great stations that run this show every day.
We have a wonderful base of operations. We have the greatest core of support right here in our own backyard that anybody could ask for, and that's been for years and years and years and years, are you in agreement with me that it is as good today as far as that relationship with the listeners that we have in
yes.
the city of Washington, D.C., it is as good today, it is as hot today as I have ever seen it since I've been working on the radio with you.
And we have that exact same thing going in all of the podunk cities that they put the show in.
Right.
From Reno to Sacramento to Portland, Oregon, to Baltimore to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to Fort Myers, Florida. You know, if we're going to be the kings of the P2 markets, so be it.
Yeah, I love going into those markets. I mean, it's fun. Yeah.
So be it.
It's fun. People are dying to be entertained.
Well, all right. Well, then, listen. So what? Do we quit? Have we just quit?
Have quit WNEW?
Unless they make the show live?
Absolutely. I'm with you 100%. I will. I think we quit WNEW unless we're live. I think we are well within our rights to demand that situation be, or that situation at least be addressed. And with finality, where they say, look, it's not going to happen immediately, but it will happen by this date. I think we accept nothing less.
Beautiful. All right, well, then I'm in a much better mood, then.
There you go. Good.
And I'm not,
bravo.
And I know that's a load lifted off your shoulders also.
Yeah. It's one of those rare times where I've been tweaking you a little bit on this.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, I had it in the back of my mind, certainly, though. It
takes about 5 minutes of tweaking.
the entire day.
I know.
You know, but Jesus. Okay, well, good.
Yep. Terrific. Hello there,
Charlie
Broyhill.
Hi,
what?
Do you want me to call Ken and tell him that we've quit?
No, let him hear it tonight at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
He won't be listening.
Well, let him hear it Monday when he gets to work, then.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you know what? No. Because it's more serious if you don't call to tell him. If you call to tell him, he's going to think it's one of those things where I told you to call him.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. We really want to be on live on WNEW. And I think that, you know, we don't want to be off that radio station. The number one priority would be to be on that radio station.
And be live.
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 You know?
In one of three time slots. Mornings.
You'll call Ken Stevens and...
Yeah.
You'll F it all up.
Mornings.
Because you'll just get in a fight with him.
Mornings, middays.
Yeah, exactly right. Ken.
Mornings, middays, afternoons. One of three shifts.
Right.
And they own more than one station.
You know, Charlie, in fairness to you, I mean, you do that well. Nobody does it as well as you do. But this is a call, really, when the next person to talk to Ken Stevens should be our agent.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
It's
serious time.
Yeah, it's that time. But officially, that's it. I guess we've given our notice. That unless WNEW makes the show live, they can just yank it off.
And we'll continue to be successful where we are here, gentlemen, now.
No skin off my nose. Jesus Christ. And if this is our last show in New York, hey, if there's any other station that sucks up there.
Right.
And would like to put us on live, like maybe Q104. God damn it. You know what? Hey, Charlie, give me Bennett Zier's phone number.
Okay.
You know, there's no reason. You know, I don't know why I've never thought of this before.
There's absolutely no reason.
There's no reason that we couldn't peddle our syndicated show
right
to a competing company.
Not at all. And to be live.
Yes.
And this show would be perfect up there. And now, you know, from that standpoint, we have gotten a toehold in New York City. We're not a complete unknown because the better part of a year we've been on up there.
Yeah.
So now that makes the show more attractive towards a potential radio home for us in the Big Apple.
So why couldn't our agent peddle us to...
He could.
To Clear Channel.
And it's, you know, it's a nice simple task. He could handle it. You know, he could make the phone calls.
Peddle us to ABC.
That's right.
Go ahead. Shop us around. Hey, and I'll tell you one other thing.
And you know what? We're a bargain.
Hey, and you know, I'll tell you one other thing. Have you ever seen the contract we signed with WNEW?
You mean the that invisible thing?
Right.
There you go.
That handshake
yeah.
that we signed with WNEW?
Yeah, we can pull the plug on that tomorrow.
Sure. But like you said, we don't want to. But we really just need to be on live because the station is just, it is going 100 miles an hour down the toilet.
Right.
The whole station is. It's careening out of control.
We can do to them at WNAW what they can't do to us in Washington.
That's right. They don't even know. They're so dumb. They don't even know that they just picked up the option for our contract. Me and Mike been walking on eggshells the last 3 weeks. But they're so stupid, they don't know they just picked up the option.
I think that's right.
No, it is.
You sure you checked the date?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. Oh, yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, they can't pick up the option. I mean, they can't do anything. They picked up the option.
Yeah, that's it.
We're locked in for a couple more years. Guaranteed.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I feel so much better right now.
Yeah, so do I.
I feel so much better than when we walked into the studio.
You know, and God damn it, Don Ephraim should start earning his friggin' 10%.
Absolutely.
And furthermore, he should set up a meeting with Randy Michaels or whoever the head is of J-Core or Clear Channel, whatever they are,
yeah.
to get us on in Los Angeles. Why are we constantly waiting around for Infinity to do something for us?
They're not going to.
Because they don't.
No matter what time of day we're on, we're still, for some reason in their minds, we're going against.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's it. That's their mindset. At least that's the way it appears to me.
Right.
When... That's totally ridiculous.
I agree. Okay. Well, then that's it.
Very good.
We're agreed that we've given our notice unless WNEW decides to come with us and say, listen, we've got a plan to get you on live, or if they just go ahead and get off their ass and do it.
That second alternative you were talking about, making our agent earn his money, almost appears to be the number one alternative for me. I mean,
yeah.
that's how enthusiastic I am about that, because I think we do very well with that.
Look at all the stations in New York that suck. I mean, WNEW is bad, but there's like 10 stations that are equally bad as
sure.
WNEW, and traditionally that's where our show does the best on the fixer-uppers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Hey, what about Jammin' 105? You're going nowhere playing that same box of disco records every night?
Absolutely.
What we got to do is find the station that's really desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, right now, we're on the most desperate station already.
We are. And they have a chance to fix things, though. The power is with them. Because right now, we're just sitting there with no contract, just sitting there kind of going, hey, you know, fine as wine. But, boy, they could make... And, you know, they could make this decision. So this is so easy to fix. That's what I don't get.
Right.
But they make it complicated. And
I know. Okay. All right. Well, listen, we got a show for you today.
Yeah, I don't want to keep talking. I get myself depressed again.
We got a real show. And listen, I'm not going to... Listen, we go to CBS FM. You know?
I am. Yes, sir. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I know that doo-wop thing is not happening at night.
Hey, you get your reverb back.
Oh, I love my reverb.
Hey, I'd like that, too.
I sure do, everybody. Hey, WCBS FM time. CBS FM on a good-looking Wednesday. Could you imagine that if you and I actually went to CBS FM?
You know, they'd say, yeah, we'd love to have you. Here's the box of records we want you to play.
And, Mike, it's always a good time for the Fifth Dimension. some Wedding Bell Blues here on a good-looking Friday in New York.
Phil, I love you still. I always will.
CBS FM time now, 3:52. Well, what the hell? You gotta have something you believe in.
Absolutely.
As Poison once sang.
Give me something to believe in.
All right, that's it. We're done with the speeches today. Now let's start the goddamn show.
Why not?
Okay, first off, well, listen, all of the meteorologists in D.C. can just bend over and kiss it
You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. They said a dusting to an inch. We got at least 2 inches.
Yes, yesterday late in the show, some guy called us and said that Bob Ryan from Channel 4 here in D.C. And you see, again, you know what that is? When I say here in D.C., that's strictly I'm thinking New York when I say that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's the only reason, because I know that everybody else around the country knows that we do the show from D.C.,
right.
And they don't give a crap if we say Bob Ryan from Channel 4. They just know that he's some weatherman that we're ragging on.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to stop doing that now.
Very good.
Bob Ryan from Channel 4, yesterday about 10 till 7, he gets on the news and he says, hey, we got a snow coming, a dusting.
Right.
A guy calls up and he says, hey, what should I do? And I thought about it for a second, and I said, we're going to get 2 inches of snow.
Right.
And this morning, about 7 o'clock, goddamn blizzard blew through Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I mean, that snow was falling at an incredible rate. We had a dusting in about a half an hour, and then it kept going and going, and then it stopped, and then it started again.
And what I loved was, at about 9, when it was like whiteout conditions outside, Charlie Broyhill called me up, and he said, hey, turn on Channel 4. And I saw Burger Jeff, the weather guy, Tom Curine.
I'm Curine. Hi. Hey, look at welcome to the House of Wax.
And while it is virtually whiteout conditions outside my window,
yeah.
I mean, you can't see because it's so windy and there's so much snow.
Right.
He has still got on his 4-day forecast sunshine, and he says, maybe the chance of a light dusting north and west of the city this afternoon. Nothing to worry about.
It's 4 o'clock Eastern time. There has been no sun today.
Right.
None. There has been no sun. The snow has stopped. It has tapered off to flurries. So the storm or the flurries, the light snow, the dusting, they said, would end midday around 2 o'clock or so. Has continued throughout the day.
The latest from the National Weather Service is the snow should end about 4 p.m. with accumulations of up to 2 inches possible.
And you know what I love about this is the fact that when they think we're going to get a big one, they get us worked into a frenzy the 5 or 6 days before.
Mm-hmm.
When they F it up like they effed up this one, you know what they do? They ignore it.
Right.
It's not the lead story. The lead story is Yasser, that's my Arafat. And,
right.
And the lead story is that that there's a house fire somewhere.
Right.
Then they go, oh, yeah, incidentally, we're going to run a crawl on the bottom of the screen with all the schools that are closed today because we're getting like a snowstorm.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's 2 inches. And, you know, I don't know why that forecast saying up to 2 inches because out where I live, because then they pop in with that west of the city.
Right.
North and west of the city, maybe a little more. And as soon as that begins, they are hedging their bets again.
Anyway, they were wrong. They called it yesterday.
Very good. You did.
Nailed it on the head.
You can run your promo all day now.
2 inches of snow. Called it. And I'm not a weatherman. I'm a disc jockey. I know nothing about the weather.
Hey, I don't know. I disagree.
But I did stay at a Holiday Inn last night. Okay. God damn. This has been one emotional hour.
Yes, it has. Very much so.
Well, you know, and I don't know if y'all listening think that this is boring or not. And if you do, I apologize. And I promise we'll get the show right back on track. But what we've just said to you over the last hour is the absolute truth.
Yeah, and it's the way we feel. And it feels good to get it out. And this is where we get it out more often than not. This is where we purge.
So listen, thank you for listening to us.
We're a little dysfunctional that way.
Thank you for helping us. Let's try to give away some money. Phone number 877-365-3636. The secret song. We will get a win.
At defensive tackle, number 95.
Don't like them. Tough ski, esky.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right ski. Right ski. Big show today. We'll be talking NFL playoffs with the Squam. With Chris Berman.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah. From ESPN. He'll be on the show because Terry Bradshaw didn't get his medication today. Really, I think that's really part of the problem.
That was the excuse. Wow.
That Terry did not get his medication, so he will join us another time.
Where's my Ritalin?
We will be talking NFL playoffs with Chris Berman also. Brand new low-budget Jeff RD for you today. Froy Snow Call 100 time. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, am I caller 100?
Yes, you are.
And yes!
Yeah, what's your name?
Scott,
where are you from?
I'm from Eldersburg, Maryland.
All right, Scott. First off, you won the Outer Limits prize pack.
Great.
Which, incidentally, is a disservice to any other prize pack.
Right.
The Outer Limits is back.
I thought we'd given those away before.
I love the Outer Limits.
You know what? Tammy's on vacation.
Oh. So nobody deserves a vacation more.
That's so right. What we've got are, like, the leave-ins. The prizes that we didn't give away last year.
Right.
Oh, those are
and
prize packs.
Oh, come on, Rob.
They're
listen.
Great.
As far as prize packs go.
Right.
I don't think that the Outer Limits prize pack deserves to be in the genre of prize packs.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
You've won a prize.
I could go out and buy chicken.
Let me just say that. No, we're all right.
All right, very
we're okay. With the Outer Limits prize. Outer Limits is back Sunday at 1 a.m., great time slot, on Fox. The Outer Limits, new stories, new stars, new season, but please don't be fooled by this card I'm reading. It's not a prize pack.
Right.
But more importantly, you've got the chance to win $500 now with a secret song number 2. Identify it correctly. Win the money. We need title and artist. Please don't answer till Mike sings like.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
Yeah, we're going to get a big winner today.
Right on.
And you still don't know it, Buzz?
No, not yet, no.
Are you kidding me?
I have a guess. I'll write it down.
Okay, write it down, Buzz. Jesus, because everybody's got this one now.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yeah!
Oh, yes!
Yes!
Come on, let's do it.
Oh, boy. I was more sure yesterday, but I'm going to stick with my original guess.
Go.
And go with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by B.J. Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
Right. Buzz had it. He finally had it, Buzz.
About the same time you did.
Right. Yeah. Yep, here it is.
The raindrops keep falling on my head.
This Faggy song.
But that doesn't mean my eyes.
We thought if we picked a very, very gay song.
Not for me, cause
no one would get it.
Never gonna stop the rain by a plane.
A long time ago.
Yeah, I know it was.
Ah.
But it was a number one record.
Yes, it was.
And the problem is that the horn was too recognizable.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Well, listen, you've won $500.
Hot damn.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Probably going to be the last winner for a couple of months in this contest.
Right.
Because I didn't know 3.
Well, yeah, 3 is impossible.
But you played 3 yesterday, and I didn't figure it out.
I'll give you a free shot on that right now. Hey, listen, thank you. Enjoy your $500.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the show. Have a great weekend. Here now for the first time ever is secret song number 3. This one ain't going to be guessed in a day. There it is. There it is. And now it begins.
Yes, it begins. Now I'm thinking I don't have a clue.
Now the fun really begins. I'm so confident I'll play it for you again. Secret song number 3.
Wow.
And you know I'm so confident? I'm going to break that stupid rule. We'll start it today.
Really?
Yeah, we'll start number 3 today.
Oh, you don't think there's a chance anybody will get it today?
If anybody gets it today, I'll pay the $500 out of my own pocket.
Wow.
Okay, because the deal is that if we have a winner, something to do with the budgets around here,
right.
You're not supposed to start the contest till the next business day.
Because they don't want us to give away too much.
Right. Anyway, congratulations. That was song number 2. Song number 3, Toe Tapping Touch Tones, coming up. Momentarily, uno momento. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, do you guys, have you heard what's happening with Ron and Fez?
Are you calling from New York?
Yeah.
Yes, they're moving to the midday spot.
Yeah, Opie and Anthony almost got fired, and Ratchet got fired, and now they're moving.
Yes, we know that, and tonight when you hear our show on WNEW here, see, this is the whole problem that we were trying to discuss.
That's right, we were just raving. You might want to listen to the first part of this show. We're offering our thoughts on the situation at WNEW, and it ends up being quite dramatic.
Hopefully you guys will move up here soon.
I don't know. We quit today.
We kind of quit today. We're tired of not being on live there.
Well, you should.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See, that is such an effed up radio station.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's already a done deal then?
Yeah.
For Ron and Fez?
Yeah. Oh. But they moved to the midday.
Okay, so I guess my whole spiel about, hey, take your time
before
you make those decisions. Oh, good. But I guess he...
perhaps ran into their studio as soon as he had made. Perhaps that was the whole reason the firing was done, so that he could run to Ron and Fez to offer up her time slot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
No, well, listen, here's what he really told me about Leslie Gold. Hold on a second there.
This is Jeremy Coleman. Jeremy Coleman, whose name has just been truly glorified on the airwaves of WNEW today.
He told me, you know what, never mind. Because if I started, I'm going to spiral again, and we're going to get into the whole thing again. Yeah. We're going to move past.
It would be just a moment that you could go right back down.
Hello, go ahead.
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
I'm calling from New York. Are you guys doing the secret song right now?
Aye, aye, aye. No, we just did it.
Did somebody win?
Yeah, what was your guess?
The Three Dog Night song?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was it.
You got it.
Yeah. Sorry.
You would have won $500.
Well, what song by Three Dog Night?
You Make Me So.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's it.
You Make Me
So Very Happy by Three Dog Night.
Right,
thank you.
Can I say Jeremy's a jackass?
Yes.
Hey, look in the air. All right.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks for being part of our last show on WNEW.
It'll get on there.
He's wrong on so many levels.
Yeah.
Not only was he wrong about the song,
right,
but You've Made Me So Very Happy was by Blood, Sweat, and Tears,
yep,
not by Three Dog Night.
Who's the lead singer of Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
David Clayton Thomas.
There you go.
That's why our next gig should be on CBS FM. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don,
yes,
Mike,
yes,
radio guys.
CBS FM, Jeremiah is a bullfrog.
Hello.
Hey, listen, you got to, hell with New York, you got to come to Providence.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Listen, there's not a chance. Listen, this is another thing. Please, will everybody stop giving us opportunities to go back on this same subject again? Infinity is not going to syndicate our show to other markets. They're not going to. The only way that our show gets on in a market, like let's say in a major market like Portland, Oregon,
right,
which is the 20th largest city in America, the general manager happens to hear our show when she's in Washington, D.C.
Right. Thinks it'll be a good fit.
Right.
And it is.
It's not like anybody went out and sold her,
right,
of course, on the show.
Naturally. We've had situations where program directors thought it would be a good fit. Put this show on, and then the owner heard it.
Yeah, and then we were off like the next day.
I believe it was Phoenix, Arizona where that happened.
That was a one-day affiliate.
One day.
But the PD was a big fan of the show.
Big fan. Owner came into town with his, like, big Cadillac with the horns on it. You know, heard it. But what the hell is that?
Yeah, look, the only way we're going to be on Providence is if Clear Channel or J-Core or some other company who are going to have
I listen to you out of Webster, Massachusetts, and I think the band is about 2 feet wide.
The best,
and it's terrible.
It might be easier if y'all just get a role on the show Providence. That way you could be on in Providence. It might be easier than getting an affiliate.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm just calling to see. Yesterday they had a test to see whether or not the caller could call in and say the word asshole. And I just want to see if they'll put through today if I say that Jeremy's an asshole.
Well, listen, first off, you're talking to us.
And you've said it twice now, so your experiment has indeed begun.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, man, please speak Don and Mike.
You're on the air with us.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Okay, thanks.
Hey, I just want to go ahead and call and let y'all know I support your decision whatsoever y'all decide to do. But I tell you, the listeners in Washington, D.C., we would really hate to lose you in the midday slot for a simple reason, like, the common denominator here is, you know, morning drive and afternoon drive.
Well, no, see, that's the whole thing. It was like, it was the same thought when we went from mornings to afternoon.
Right.
That there's a stigma that is with mornings that you're at the top of the heap. Well, listen, if you can attract an audience, you can attract an audience at any time slot.
Oh, I love you all in the afternoon more than I even did in the morning. More of your show.
But you know what? And Mike brought up an excellent point. All the people on the West Coast who hear us, they hear us.
Hear us in the midday.
They hear us in the middle of the day. And
probably
they
our most, outside of Washington, one of our most successful areas of the country, Sacramento, California,
yeah,
right on in the midday every day.
And Seattle and Portland and Reno.
Right.
And all those cities, we're number one in all those cities, and they hear the show in the middle of the day. I mean, I know it would be an adjustment for you, but listen, don't worry, because it's not going to happen.
Okay.
18 minutes after 1 o'clock.
Right? It's not going to happen. We ain't going anywhere. We're going to be here. We'll probably end up just pissing off all the stations that carry the show and just end up back on WJFK again.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go back to, like certain Radisson's and Ramada Inn's doing our Las Vegas style show.
Hey, those are some good times we had.
Those were
good times.
Some of the best.
I love the Don and Mike show.
Is Jack?
Are you thinking about the Camp Springs Holiday Inn?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Jack, hello.
Hello, yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, I met Jeremy Coleman 10-plus years ago when he was working at NOR down in Norfolk.
Yes.
And he was basically following around his betters, picking up the little pieces, and being just a cheesy little weasel the entire time. And when he arrived up at JFK, I just rolled my eyes back in my head and prayed to God that he would get away from you all as soon as possible before his taint stained you.
No, listen, Jeremy rolled the radio lottery dice and was a big winner.
Yeah.
When he got the program director's job at WJFK, because as I mentioned, you know, who's the vegetable with three names?
Karen Ann Quinlan.
She could be the program director of this station, for God's sakes. I mean, Billy Barty, and Billy Barty is dead.
I am dead.
He could be the program director of the station.
All right.
Well, now he's had... You didn't know that, Buzz?
No, I thought he was still alive.
Oh. Buzz.
Buzz, really? He passed away on our vacation.
Oh,
Jesus,
my.
I didn't
Buzz.
Get the memo.
Come on, get up to speed, Buzz.
You didn't get the memo, you didn't go to the funeral.
No wonder you weren't at the funeral. Right. Well, Mike and I were there eulogizing him.
We eulogized him, and Charlie Broyhill and Rob Spiewak were pallbearers.
Oh, hello.
Just the two of them.
Hello.
Hey,
That's all it took.
One hand.
Right.
It's like they were delivering drinks.
Right.
You know?
Like a tray.
This waitress has your drinks on a tray.
Absolutely.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, I was just wondering... Why can't NEW rape you the same way JFK rapes you? Basically, they make a ton of money off you guys for pennies on the dollar. They pay you, you know, basically in gifts that they don't give to the listeners. And wonder how come NEW doesn't follow the same suit with Jeremy up there?
For some reason, NEW doesn't want to rape us as bad as WJFK does.
Hello? Don and Mike show.
Good answer.
Hey, a couple knock-kneed, bratwurst-breathing, cream-puff corpuscles.
Hey, you.
Hey, you guys, get the heck out of New York and move to Chicago!
All right, come on, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, you guys should quit New York. Go to Japan. Take your show there. I thought of Mike.
Like a washed-up baseball player.
Go to Japan. Hey, but we're not washed up, though.
No, we're not at all. That's what it would be like to go to Japan. Of course, it could be like
we're
famous celebrity. Hold on, sir. It could be like the famous celebrities that are not washed up that choose to not appear commercial in the United States.
Yes.
Or make huge money.
That's right.
You know, on commercials over in Japan.
Hello, Japan. I am Don. And this is my friend Mike.
Hello.
Do not believe everything you hear about smoking. We believe that Marlboro cigarettes are great for you.
Fantastic. That's right. Start smoking them when you're 16.
Thank you very much. Just like us and Joe Camel.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Tell me it's not true.
What?
I just woke up. I heard that Ron and Fez got fired and you guys are doing mornings at NEW.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
Yeah, no. You got it all wrong. Leslie Gold got fired. Ron and Fez are doing middays, and we just quit.
You quit NEW?
Yeah. Yep.
Good move, man. It's a sinking ship. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Wow.
That was an interesting call. I think it might have been phony.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, we're great. Thank you.
Excellent. Hey, Mike, can I try to join your summer camp?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be Robert Wadham Spiewak.
All right, yeah, I'd love to hear it, Robbie. We actually, I think, have three spots open for Rob A's.
Oh, for your impressionist.
Yeah, Rob A's are always very popular at the camp.
Okay, here you go.
Go ahead.
What do you say, fans? This is Rob A, and I just had a baby weighing in at 8 pounds, 12 ounces.
I'm sorry. You have to have just a little ability.
No scholarship for you at Mike's next summer camp.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thanks,
hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys rock. I'm a 15-year listener, never called, but I absolutely had to call today. Your weather report was right on the money.
Thank you, my friend. Don. I called it.
Good job.
I called sick last night to work. I'm up at Ski Whitetail having a blast.
Beautiful. Yeah, see? If only more people had taken my advice.
That's right.
There you go. You're the man.
How's the weather? How's the weather up at Whitetail?
It's fantastic. It's about 3 inches of powder, 3-4 inches of powder. The runs are great.
Good.
All right,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'll call you back in 15 more years.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Call me in Florida, then, because that's where I'll be.
Florida.
Really?
You'll be in Hyman Roth's old house.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Now, I have a message.
for all you New York good moral Christian people that are complaining at Don and Mike are obscene. Hey, don't complain about your ratings. Complain about the management, okay? And although Don and Mike said not to prejudge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is thumb duck obscene to you?
All right, thank you.
Very nice, I like
bye
that.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, the people are with us, Mike. Yeah, our wonderful listeners have always supported us, no matter what we do. God bless them. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I like hens, I like hens, I like hens. Barnyard fun.
Okay, all right.
Now I feel like we're back on track.
That's
now.
Enough. We have to break so we can talk to Chris Berman, the Swami.
Swami, bang, 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 bang.
ESPN when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Wasn't messing with her knee.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you did a mess to the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all the soup pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
Come on. You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shot.
Oh, not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
Hey, what's fat and black with the skin pulled back? Why, it's the Don and Mike Show.
That's a funnier tape if you were able to hear the whole joke, actually.
Yeah, it was a wonderful joke. We won the Make Us Laugh competition.
We did, but we had to delete it off the air. Listen, it's my favorite time of the year, and it's also my saddest time of the year.
Yeah, because it's kind of winding down, isn't it?
Yeah, because tomorrow, I was explaining this to my wife. Yesterday, I was explaining to her that this weekend was the last good weekend that I would really have for 8 months.
Right.
And she said, well, how could that possibly be? Because she wants to go see the movie Traffic, and she wants to go out to dinner with some friends. And I said, no, this is the last weekend in which you're going to have two games on Saturday, playoff games, and two games on Sunday. Playoff games.
And they're really awesome games. I mean, every game, all four of them, they're all fantastic games.
They kick ass, and then next weekend, there will only be two games.
And then it's the big one.
And then 2 weeks later, it's just one game. And then it's the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, and the Pro Bowl, you never really even get into that.
No, but I watch it.
I know you do.
I watch at least the beginning of the Pro Bowl. And I'll watch the XFL, and then I'll watch the World League. But really...
Then there's a weekend in mid-August, though, that we can draft our fantasy team, so it all begins again.
Yes.
But basically, from February all the way through August, your life is over.
That's my downtime. And this is my last... Great weekend. The last great weekend. One of them, both Saturday and Sunday. You got football games, and they're football games that matter.
There was a day where I would say, hey, 5 or 6 weeks from spring training, and, you know, you'd get excited about that, but those days don't exist anymore.
No, that's done. Nothing does it for me like football. Well, where is Chris Berman? Here I am.
Where's Chris Berman?
I am working up all this enthusiasm now.
Good on your next visit. Good on your next visit.
Did you see him during the pregame on Saturday, I guess, when he was with Steve Young?
No, I did not.
Okay, ABC had the games last weekend.
Tighter collar than normal?
Let me say this before he gets on.
Bang, 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 bang.
Steve Young appears to be eating baby food.
Yep.
Well, because, you know, he's had so many conks in the head.
Thank you, Chris. I'm really pleased to be an analyst here.
Look like, again, who's... I'm using her name a
Karen
lot
Ann
today.
Quinlan.
Yes, look
Karen
like,
Ann Quinlan.
Karen Ann Quinlan combed his hair.
Really? He's always had that weird hair.
And they could never get a rhythm going.
Right.
Chris Berman, the thing I like about Chris Berman is that he's excitable. He obviously really has a passion for the games. And he would get going and going, and his face would get I call it a Florida tan.
Right.
Because his face would just get red. It's like when you're down in Florida for a day.
And he's a man that's not afraid to sweat on camera.
And even with the better lighting and the better makeup on ESPN, he still looked like he was just a nanosecond away from locking up.
Well, I'll tell you, whenever I watch Chris Berman, I always think he's going in for about a 14 and a half neck when he really needs like a 19 neck. And he's just squeezing himself into that. I think that's why that voice is like that sometimes.
I bet that Chris Berman is already in an 18 and a half inch neck.
I will tell you that seriously, Chris Berman is probably a 17 and a half neck.
No way.
I bet that's the shirt size he wears.
No, that might be the size he wears.
Right.
The size.
Well, we got to go with okay. What you all think right. He wears.
I think Chris Berman wears an 18 and a half.
And he could use a 21.
Yeah, and I mean, he really should go like to one of those specialty shops.
All right.
To get special collars made for guys who have big necks.
I was up to a 19.
19 wow. Neck.
Yeah, and that's you have to go to a specialty shop. Yeah, but man, it makes all the difference in the world.
What is your neck size now? That you've
that's about a 17 and a half.
17 and a half,
roughly. I think I haven't bought a fitted shirt in a while, but I think right. 17 and a half.
Mine is a 17, but I used to be an 18 and a half myself.
Mine's an 18. I have an 18 neck,
which is tough because a lot of times you go into stores. And they run out at 17 and a half.
I can squeeze into a 17 and a half neck now, but I have an 18 neck.
And Buzz, what is yours? Like single digits?
16 and a half, actually.
16 and a half. What yep. Is Charlie Broyhill's neck size? I will guess 15 and a half.
Probably.
I bet whatever it is, it's higher than his IQ.
he won't come in here. He doesn't answer my questions. He's coming in, isn't that?
I won't care about your questions.
I know you don't.
What's your neck size?
Medium.
Yeah, there you go. And you know something? That's it. You don't have a dress shirt, do you?
No, I do. 15 and a half.
15 and a half?
Yeah.
And where's Chris Berman?
They're looking for him somewhere in Bristol.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a limited window of opportunity. I mean, I'm getting my football Woody ready for him now.
Bang, 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 bang.
I'm getting aroused.
I don't remember your picks from yesterday, but you picked all the games.
I'd be glad to give you the picks, Mike, all the way to the Super Bowl. New Orleans beats Minnesota. Oakland beats Miami. Baltimore beats Tennessee. And what's the other game?
The Giants Philadelphia.
And the Giants beat Philadelphia. Giants beat New Orleans. And Oakland beats Baltimore, and your Super Bowl is the Giants versus Oakland, and Oakland wins the Super Bowl.
Did you say Oakland's going to beat Miami?
Yes.
So that really is kind of an upset, too, right?
No, I think Oakland's favored.
Are they really?
Yeah, but that's your Super Bowl right there. New York Giants.
The only one I disagree with you on is the Minnesota-New Orleans. I think Minnesota's going to house New Orleans.
Hello, is this Chris?
Hello, Chris?
This is Todd.
Todd?
Hey, Todd Berman.
Hi. Todd Berman. I stole Chris Berman's shirts.
You sold Chris Berman shirts.
He buys his shirts only at Nordstrom's because he's a little on the, shall we say, beefier side.
Yeah?
He likes the shirt tails long. He wears an 1834.
1834?
18-inch neck, 34-inch length.
He should be a 19. He should be in a 19. He should maybe be flirting with a 19 and a half.
I'm asking if he buys his shirts at Nordstrom's. He will confirm.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Fantastic.
All right, thank you. Well, I guess that's as good as having Chris Berman on the show.
Bang, 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 bang.
Some guy who sells him his shirt.
Knows his neck size.
18, and he's still... Well, he really looks like... Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
What's up, Don? Mike taking calls right now?
Not unless your name is Chris Berman.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Hold on, here's a line on hold.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Berman.
This is not Chris Berman.
Oh, Rudy.
Sounds like Rudy, television reporter Rudy Martsky.
Hold on. Robbie, pick up, please.
Hello? Hi, Chris? All right, please hold on for Don and Mike.
Here he is now.
All right, very good.
All right, I'll get my whole football thing.
They finally found him in Bristol.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the bowels of ESPN, here is our favorite Chris Berman.
Hi, Chris.
Hi,
yeah.
Chris.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Same to you. Listen, I'll tell you what I was saying before you got on here when we were filling time. I enjoy you always on the NFL Countdown and on the Highlight Show, but I loved you last weekend with Steve Young. I love your enthusiasm. I dig it. I really...
Well, I've done the same thing for 21 years. I think the minute you... Thank you. I think the minute you stop being enthused about what you're doing, and it is sports, I mean, let's face it, then it's time for someone else to do the job. And, you know, I don't see me not getting excited. It's football. Sheesh. It is fun, and Steve's fun to work with. It's a little different setting for us, the one day on ABC, but, you know, he's worked with me on ABC on the Super Bowl last year, and he's a part-time member, well, a full-time part-time member of NFL Countdown, so it's playoff football. If you can't get excited about that, fellas, then, you know, then we need a pulse check, right?
Hey, Chris, I must ask you, though, what has happened to the Schwamm?
Well, no different than anyone else. I usually have a winning record every year. This year, we battled back to get in contention, and then we kind of nosedived at the end, so I missed by a few games on 500, which...
You know, that's the great thing, though, about this year. I will tell you that this year, you know, everything's up in the air, and that's what I like about these four games this weekend. I mean, these are all great football games, and a lot of people weren't thinking that some of these teams were going to be there. You know, you look at the Giants, you look at New Orleans. This is really great. I think everybody's excited. It's even, you know, on the fringes of being an NFL fan, everybody's excited about this weekend.
Well, I think one of the good things, Don and Mike, about the football is that, I mean, you can go from really rags to riches so that no team and city thinks, you know, unless maybe you're Cincinnati or Arizona, you know, geez, we have no chance here. Now,
right.
Going into the season, we knew in the NFC, we quote knew, okay? Certainly the Rams will be very good again. Surely Washington, they won the division last year, and with all the guys they brought in, they'll be very good. And certainly Tampa, maybe they'll play the Super Bowl at home. Well, guess what? Here we are with four teams left in the NFC, and none of them are those. So you kind of – is there a great team out there? Not at this moment. Are there potential really wonderful stories waiting to happen? How, you know, Jim Fossil turned into Newt Rockne.
Right.
And then, you know, the Giants all of a sudden are good. How Donovan McNabb is Houdini for Philly. How, you know, the New Orleans Saints, my God. I mean, that's rooting for the Three Sisters of the Poor. And, but this year, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how long have they been down? And what they've done is they keep losing players and keep getting better. I mean, what a great job Jim Haslett's done coaching them. And, you know, in Minnesota now, let's not forget, because they lost the last three games. You know, they were the last team undefeated, which usually means you go far. So, you know, for 2 months we were saying, boy, Denny Green's a genius. He's starting Culpepper. So, you asked what happened to the Swami. None of these things we thought would be possible on September 1st, right?
Can you relate to the way that I feel? And I know that you cover all these sports for ESPN, but I know that football is your passion. I'm just telling Mike that I am almost at a manic depressive stage because I was telling my wife, this will be the last great weekend that I have for the next 8 months, because I know from here it's all downhill. Because this weekend, you got games on Saturday and Sunday, big time games, playoff games. Then next weekend, you only got two games.
Well, unlike you, Chris, I think, is into baseball as well. So, I mean, he's getting a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, but can't you relate to that, though?
Well, football's different. You know why? Because you come to Sunday. And look, even though Sunday is, I mean, I get up at about 6:15, and I'm in here a little before 8 and write the show, and I'm here till midnight, and I mean, so it's a long day, but it's like, I feel like a player, and you know what, not only because we do this for a living, but I think the fans do too. Sundays in the fall and early winter, you get up and you know it's a different day. You know, geez, it's Sunday, we should sleep. Well, no, not really, it's football.
That's right.
So I agree with you. You're right, once we go to the two championship games, well, yeah, what happened? And we only got four teams, three of whom you might not care about, one who you might care a little bit, and it's like, wow, what happened? You're right, because football, the 16 games are so important, you know. You lose two of them when you shouldn't have, and you've knocked yourself right out of the playoffs. You know, as Washington could look back and look at two games that got away, and their whole deal would have been different, you know. So, yeah, I understand that. Tell your wife you're not misguided.
All right, thanks. Now, listen, Schwamm, what do you think? I go through all these games, and I end up with the Super Bowl being Oakland against the Giants.
I'm like the reverse barometer. If I pick a team, they start going south. But as the playoffs began, I picked Oakland in the AFC, even though I think Tennessee is the most balanced team in football. In other words, obviously a very good defense. They're ranked number one, but an offense that's good enough. Whereas Oakland is the other way, an outstanding offense, but a defense that's good enough. All those other offensive teams have a terrible defense. Rams, terrible. Vikings, terrible. Colts, terrible. You know, Denver, terrible. So, but Oakland scores a lot of points, and their defense is okay. So, I'm with you with Oakland. I had Tampa, so I'm already out.
All right.
So, I've switched now to Philly, but can Philly win two road games? Unlikely.
I want to know, because I'm a big Giants fan, I want to know why you think Philly's going
to
beat the Giants.
Well, I picked Philly to start the year. I'm a loyal guy to a fault. And I picked Philly to make the playoffs, which not too many people did. And,
right.
And so I've kind of been with them.
That was a good pick.
It was. I mean, I made many that were bad. But Philly is a
They're a much better team than the Giants played in September and October, which, by the way, the Giants pummeled them twice. Kerry Collins played great. And why? Because Phillies, watch how that game, not begins right away, but I mean the first quarter. See if Phillies does some different things to try to get some sort of a lead. Now, if they don't, then they're going to wonder, oh, my God, the Giants have their number again. Look, the Giants are at home. I know, home field this year wasn't as big as usual, but it's the playoffs, man. You know, the home teams won them all last week. Why do I think Philly will win? Just a hunch. I can't give you an reason. I just think McNabb's a totally different player than he was on Halloween the last time they played.
Gotcha. All right, Chris, listen, last question. Nothing to do with football. Do you buy your shirts at Nordstrom's?
A lot of them.
A guy called, big fan of yours, said, he sold you some shirts. We were talking about your shirts, and he said he sold you some shirts.
We were comparing neck sizes.
We were all going around.
18?
That's it. Well, that's what 18, the guy said. So the guy was legit.
Well, I mean, is that surprising?
No, we were just.
The key is that my arms are my sleeve is 38. Now that's ape-like. 38. So you can find an 18 shirt, kind of, but 18-38.
38? Wow. You have 38. You have an 1838?
Yeah, that's a long shirt now.
My God, that is a long shirt.
You can't find those.
Now I think the guy's not true, because he said 1834, and now you're saying 1838.
That was a year, I forget who was president then, but Martin Van Buren, I don't know, I have to look it up.
That's before, you got into your mid-20s and you had that long arm growing spurt.
Right. The neck, the arms have been 37 or 38. The neck, I think, has moved up.
All right, very good.
Chris, well, we're going to go talk to Rudy. We won't waste your time with Rudy, because he is such a human speed bump. But we do want to tell you that we love you, appreciate your enthusiasm, and I know you hear this all the time, but that Sunday night show, I could not live.
Thank you.
Without that 7:30, and thank God they gave you that time back on Sunday
thank
night.
Thank you. You know, of all the shows that I do, and I enjoy doing all of them, obviously, NFL primetime, the hour show, which was 45, as you talked about, and with the hour back now, moving our games back to 8:35. That's the if you say, what's the hour each week that you look forward to the most?
Yes.
There it is. So I'm glad you guys look forward to it, too, because it's Tommy and I, we have no script.
Yeah,
Tommy Jackson, we know that Redskins, Giants is going before Eagles, Cardinals, okay, right. but after that, and we talk about a couple things, it's an outline for each game, and at the late games, we don't see those. We do those highlights blind.
That's great. So, and it's one of the best highlights.
We wing it. You know what? It's live television. It's like live radio. And if you screw it up, I tell everyone it's on its way to Pluto. Don't worry about it.
All right, Chris, have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. Always a pleasure to talk
to you. Happy New Year, everybody.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Chris Berman from ESPN, wow, ABC, like everybody.
Like him. Listen, I'm sorry. I'm gay for his enthusiasm.
He's like Madden, though, when he talks to us. He's not lying to you about that. He's the same as Madden and you and guys like that eat it, drink it,
love it,
sleep it, and defecate it.
I do.
I know you do.
I take my S's.
And when he was talking about getting up at 6:15 or whatever and getting in by 8, somewhere in there is big one.
Oh, yeah, big Duke.
Yeah, absolutely.
A big giant Duke.
Sure, surely.
Hey, Rudy.
Yeah, guys.
Here he is now from USA Today, America's number one TV sports guru, Rudy Martsky. Rudy, nice hookup today with Chris Berman. Now, what's the deal with Terry Bradshaw, though? He didn't get his medication? Is that the story? The reason
I think
he wasn't
that was
on?
It with Terry. He was flying from somewhere in the east to Dallas and then on to L.A. and was going to miss the time of the show and got all discombobulated. He thought he could do it 2 days ago, but as of yesterday, he had to back out. And we're lucky that Chris Berman became available.
Now, that's a nice backup plan, Rudy.
He's always great. Rudy, we're up on a spot break, so give us a nugget. But for goodness sake, give us a real nugget, something that we haven't read in the newspaper over the last 5 days.
Well, how about this?
Okay.
That, it's out there today that Matt Millen is supposed to be going to the Lions. Fox's Matt Millen is their president and GM. But he has not made the deal yet. There's some hang-ups on this, and they may not get settled. If they do, it won't be until the first of the week.
I didn't hear that. That's cool.
Yep. So Matt could be gone, and then Fox would be looking for a new number two guy.
Gotcha. Well, they got the number one number two guy in John Madden.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, you're talking about
John John takes a full spot. Yeah,
I mean, you're talking about number two. I mean, I think it's a long time since past summer I'll had a decent number two.
Charlie said Millen did sign.
No, he didn't sign yet.
Well, I guess we have to choose to believe Rudy or Charlie.
Well, he's putting you in a tough position, Rob, because I know you're not a big sports
Charlie,
fan.
Come in here and argue with Rudy, though.
Charlie, come on in here. Let's find out. Buzz, do you know anything about it?
Nope.
No, Buzz just found out Bill Barty's dead.
Yeah. I heard Billy Barty got signed.
I heard Billy Barty's going to the Lions.
I heard Billy Barty's going to do the night show on NEW.
Wow.
Starting Monday night. Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
Hi.
I was going by what my pager information had sent me that...
he's got his new toy.
The Lions and Matt Millen had agreed on terms to a contract.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a $12 billion over 4 years. But Millen checked in with the Fox people today and told them it's not true, that this is the same type of story that was going around a couple of years ago.
Well, there's another person that he works with who we work with here as well that told me that he was quitting.
Oh, Larry told you that?
Yes.
Gotcha. All right, Rudy, you may be scooped on that.
Well, it might be. I left myself open that by the first of the week it might happen.
He's quitting.
All right, Rudy, we will talk to you next week, and of course we'll see you for your Super Bowl extravaganza just 3 weeks from now.
Okay.
All right, we'll
see you. Guys, it'll be another fun time.
See you there. Thanks, Rudy.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Find that cradle, Rudy.
There he is. Oh, Rudy Martsky.
What's wrong with Rudy's tape here? Hello.
Remember, he's a workaholic.
Workaholic.
It's USA Today's Rudy Martsky.
Oh, Rudy, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret song. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Dr. Eisman, no one has a deeper respect for psychiatry than I do. And I know that when we get to Larry, we're both on the same side. But I think there's certain guidelines we should observe here.
Oh, so before you go any further, let me tell you that I can't discuss Larry's case.
Oh, what horse you Buddha doctors are all the same. Soon you'll have Larry recovering a false memory of an uncle who tried to touch his
so good, it'll give douche chill to ye.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, listen, now we really got to fly since we had to wait for Chris Berman.
Fly, baby. Morning, Will Robinson. Danger.
Turn Jennifer Lopez down. Turn JoLo down.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Have you seen that video?
No.
For a new song, whatever that song was? Her driving a car, and she's taking her clothes off as she's driving down the road because she just broke up with Puff Daddy in the song.
Good afternoon, from an associate, Vanessa speaking.
Yes, hello, Vanessa. This is the Don and Mike Show. May we speak to Donald Ephraim, please?
One moment, please.
Thank you. Hey, call our agent right now. First, ask him how come we didn't get a gift based on the fact that we've been working together.
Then give him the serious news.
Mike and I for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the fact that I've been his client for 18 years, and Jesus Buzz.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Mr. Ephraim is unavailable to take a call right now.
Is he in the office today?
He's not.
He is not.
Is he in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. Well, will you hold on and, crap, I don't know if I got that number or not.
I don't think I do. We used to have it. They can give it to us.
Yeah.
I could,
connect.
Could someone else here help you?
Well, no, who's there? Is Elliot there?
He's not in the office.
He's not. Is he in Florida also?
How about Joe Coyne?
Joe is in.
Of course.
Shocker.
Of course, the muscle.
The guy that works. The only working man in that office. He's always there.
Yeah, put us through to Joe.
Thank you.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
Joe Coyne, you might remember him from our famous Monkeys on Mars.
Of course.
And when I knocked up Denise.
Yes, that's right. That's right, when Buzz had sex with a teenage girl.
Yes, absolutely.
I didn't know.
Lots of scams. Lots of prank calling to our agent's office.
And he'll think that when we tell him we quit NEW, it's a scam.
Yeah, right. He will.
But it's not.
You should tell him right up front that we're not scamming him.
That'll convince him.
Well, first I want to find out where's the friggin' gift.
He'd be a good guy to tell because he can pass along to Ephraim. In fact, it's better to deal with Joe Coyne on the gift issue than it is probably on the. Well, it's good on either one.
Yeah,
he gets it right. You know, more stuff gets
Joe
done.
Coyne.
Joe, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, Joe.
Hi there, guys. How are you?
Listen, you're on the air. We're not pranking you. We have two issues that we'd like the firm to take into consideration.
Yes, one of tremendous significance. The other one. you know, it involves our feelings a little bit more.
Okay.
Joe, here's the first one, the least important of the two.
I'm listening.
That Mike and I together, we were discussing on the air the other day how we went down to the mailbox and we both received the annual Christmas card from the holiday card from the firm.
Ah, yes.
Now, Mike and I together have just celebrated our 15th year of broadcasting.
Yeah.
Which means,
thank you, everybody.
Of course, we've been lining, you know, the firm's pockets for 15 years.
We've been good earners, we think.
Me, for 3 years beyond that, and Buzz, even longer than
since
that.
Since the 1940s.
Yes, Buzz, ever since, you know, radio was invented.
Absolutely.
What we were wondering was, at what point does the firm of Ephraim and Associates give us, not a gift, but perhaps even just a personalized greeting card?
We were commenting on how the signatures, the scribbled signatures underneath the holiday greeting appeared to be done rather hastily.
And I beg to differ.
Oh, really?
Well, mine weren't done hastily.
Oh, well, that's nice, Joe, because we always considered you the hardest working man in that office. Some of them, though...
And hopefully you could even read my name.
Some of them actually had the look of perhaps being shoved across a desk, and they were at different angles, and, you know, not a whole bunch of time had gone into it.
And also, just the fact that Mike and I have been working together for 15 years, and it has gone largely unrecognized.
We were discussing how nice it would have been to perhaps get a personal message from Donnie from, and then it went beyond that and said, well, my God, it's been this many years. Perhaps a holiday gift would be appropriate.
Yes. So really, that's the lesser of the two reasons we're calling, is that we are demanding a gift.
We've never received a gift from your office, and we think it's high time after, you know, more than 15 years of service.
And what might be on your gift list?
You know, that's up to you. Think about the amount of money that you guys have made from us over the last 15 years.
Absolutely.
And what might be an appropriate gift.
That'd be wonderful. If you could pass that along to the powers that be, we'd appreciate it.
I certainly will.
That's now, wonderful. On a serious note.
This is a very serious
and
note.
And this, I swear to God, on my child's life, this is not one of our prank calls.
We kind of had a rave out at the beginning of the show today.
You know how we're on tape delay on NEW?
Right.
In New York?
Right.
Okay. And you know how that sucks and how Ken has always said, hey, you know, this is just temporary, that you won't be on tape delay forever.
Well, correct.
What they've done is they've mucked up the lineup again. They fired one of the morning guys. They fired the midday girl. They're moving everybody around except us.
They're going to move the late night show into the midday slot, and we're going to just sit here on tape delay, and we were discussing the fact that, you know, it's overdue for us to be on live in New York, and we're really not interested in being on in New York anymore if we're not going to be live.
Because Joe, Mike, and I were both discussing the intricate contract that we have with WNEW, which is, in fact, no more than a handshake.
Yes, it is one of those invisible contracts.
So, listen, what we did today was we quit based on the fact that they keep mucking up the lineup.
And we really want to be on live there, and they've got an opportunity now to put us on live, and they don't seem to be responding to that.
We've given them three different options.
That's right.
Do you remember when they wanted us to go on the morning on NEW?
Actually, I do not recall that off the top of my head.
All right. Well,
that's all right. That's okay. We might have
talked about it. As you get older, some of the gray matter flakes off.
All right. Well, all I'm saying is that there are three different shifts on NEW
right.
that we would be able to move into and do the show live. And yet the only slot that they're making available is this tape delay, 7 to 11 at night.
And we're just, that's unacceptable, you know, for us. We think we're going to, you know, we don't think the station's moving in the right direction, and we don't want to die on the vine with them.
So, you know, we're just calling you now, and we're calling you on the radio, because since we already had the discussion on the radio with everybody who listens.
We think maybe if you could pass that along to Don, and Don could perhaps talk to Ken, or you could talk to Ken. We're really, and we're serious about this. We are not happy about this situation.
We'll be happy to talk to him.
And, you know, F them. That's...
If they can't take a joke, F them, right?
Right, that's our feeling, is F them, that we've done a lot for this company for 9 years.
God knows that you have.
And after 9 years, this is our great reward.
Yeah, we're just kind of being overlooked, ignored. It's gone on for a long time. We're not getting the opportunity. We're not getting the shot. And all this centers around the fact that we know that we could win, given the proper time slot up there, and given the fact that we'd be on live. We know we would do a lot of good in that market. And it's just, it's time for something to shake loose here.
And you know, we're happy with everything else, with all the other facets of what's happening.
Yeah, which is why we kind of gave them the ultimatum today, put us on live or don't have us on.
I mean, you know, as much as we bust Westwood One's balls, I'm sure you see,
Westwood One is doing a decent job of selling the show for a change. I mean, you know.
Things, I think they've made some improvements.
Yes, things are going great with the network, and we, our ratings are great everywhere. It's just, frankly, it's an embarrassment to be on in New York, and I don't mind if we're on in New York live and we don't do well. Well, then we really took a shot, and we didn't make it.
Exactly.
But to be on a station half-assed, time delay where we can't interact with the audience, especially when they're doing major upheavals on every single shift on the goddamn radio station.
Right.
You know, it's like don't waste our time.
Have they changed their format or just their personalities?
No, same format, just all different DJs.
Okay.
So.
Have you talked to Ken about it at all?
No. Now, Ken's, in one of his hiding modes.
Yeah. This is one of the days when they say, Ken is not in Philly or D.C. or in New York.
This really, although we're doing it on the air and we're trying to keep it as entertaining as possible, this will be one of those times when this is a call to our agent because we really want you guys to get involved with this. This is, we are not happy about this, this NEW situation. And we kind of feel like we're being overlooked again and we're tired of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they want to put us on live, we've given them a number of scenarios. We've already had conversations, many conversations with Ken about a myriad of ways that we would be willing to bend over backwards to accommodate WNEW to make the show live in many different time slots. And all they keep coming back with is this 7 to 11 time delay stuff. And frankly, it was okay while they had the lineup there. But like now they're firing the morning guy, they fired the midday girl, they're moving the late night guys. Everybody's in flux except us.
We just sit there and, we're being ignored and we're not being given the opportunity to win in New York. And we feel that could be damaging in the long run to our career, not to be given that opportunity.
You know, because we'll be remembered as big failures on WNEW. And I don't mind going into a market and failing, but at least let us really have a real chance.
Have a shot at it.
Yeah, and at this point, I'd rather just pull out and, you know, and frankly...
And really, and the other thing that we were going to say is that in the event that, you know, they're not interested in putting us, in the market live, we think it might be a real good idea for our agent, our office, you guys, to pursue some other opportunities in New York.
Yeah, because we have seen growth in the trends up there. I mean, when we got there...
I understood that.
We're not an unknown up there anymore.
When we got there, the station had a 0.6 rating. I mean, we're up like to a 2.5 now. So we've done some good. You know, you could find some crappy Clear Channel station that's just playing a box of records at night. And I don't see why we couldn't pitch the show to other companies. Because we have no contract with NEW.
Yeah. Okay. It's just another syndication.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, well, that was the message. And that was the serious part. And really, the part about the gift is serious, too.
The gift, put all your heads together.
I will put a bug in people's ears.
A fabulous 15-year gift.
A fabulous 15-year gift.
There you go.
What's 15 years stand for? I know.
What do you mean? Well, I think it's green.
There you go.
That's the color. I know that sometimes it's silver and sometimes it's bronze.
Cash will be fine. Eh?
It's green. You know what would be the best gift?
You guys, your ass is green, too, for that matter.
You know, get off your asses and negotiate, for goodness sakes, and get us on live on NEW.
Yeah, get us live on NEW or somewhere.
All right.
Anywhere in New York.
Anywhere. We want to be live in New York.
Anywhere in New York. Believe me, the message has been heard.
Very good.
Gotcha. Thank you, Joe.
Guys, take care.
Bye-bye. Have a nice weekend.
Hey, you do the same. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You know what? What's great about that is we talked to the one guy in that office who will repeat exactly what we said, yeah. Who will affect, you know, when I talk to Joe Coyne, when you talk to Joe Coyne, things do move in the right direction.
However, listen, you want to flip a coin to see who has to call him during the commercial to tell him we weren't lying?
I'll call him.
Because that's a call that has to be made.
Yeah, I'll call him.
Because right now he's still sitting there.
Uh-huh. Kind of with a smirk on his face.
Looking at the phone going, those guys.
Right.
This is like the monkey from Mars.
There they go. They're not going to quit.
All right. Well, then you'll do it?
I'll call it, yes.
Good man.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I like Joe. I've always liked Joe.
Thank you.
You know, the other guy makes me squirm.
Which one, Elliot?
Yeah.
Our agent's son.
And Donnie from, you know, it's always, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Stay cool. Stay cool.
That's what he says every time. That's all he ever says. We go, God, they're effing us. The station is effing us. Stay cool.
Right.
Stay cool.
Right now, he's somewhere dipping his toes in the pool.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, he's dipping his toes in a pool paid for by Donna and Mike Incorporated.
God damn it.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, good. And maybe we'll get something from him. Yeah. God knows we deserve it. Now, listen. Shoot.
that's one other. Yeah, almost the F word, almost the real S word today.
We got to do a break. We have something funny. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
How you doing?
You like creme anglaise?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Oh,
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing DD now?
Hey! Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go. But I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD. Because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
Perpetually battling JD. The Don and Mike Show.
Every day we are.
Yes, we are.
Hey, we had a winner today with the secret song. And we're not going to make them as easy anymore.
Well, they're not. That last one you played is not easy at all.
No. The song today, the one that lasted a whole two shows, was that queer raindrops keep falling on my head. We have a brand new secret song, give you a chance to win the money shortly with the toe-tapping touch tones. Okay, we got lots of mail that we never got to from the holidays that had been just piling up at our office. This is maybe the funniest letter I've read in a long time. Not ha-ha funny,
okay,
but the concept is funny. Mm-hmm. Dear Don and Mike, I am a big fan of your show. I listen to your show all the time, and I received the following letter from the town of Culpeper, Virginia, Department of Engineering. I thought this would be a great opportunity to have the street I lived on named after you.
Very good.
Wow. I'm trying to come up with a campaign to my neighbors to name our street Don and Mike Road. I will not give up until I'm successful. Sincerely, your friend, Paul.
We'd have to have a press conference.
And as you can see, what he has here is a document from the town of Culpeper. And it says, Dear Owner or Resident, the county is in the process of updating E911 software and hardware used by the dispatch center. The town of Culpeper, Virginia Public Works is considering the request that the road you live on be renamed, and we would like your input. Please complete the lower portion of the letter and return by December 22nd. Mm-hmm. So we can total the responses. So I guess
he's probably gotten a response.
He should have found out the existing name of the street is Lewis Street.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
we don't want it named Lewis Street.
Here's the guy who sent in the letter. I am opposed to changing the road name.
Uh-huh.
And he signed it and
I'm not opposed.
Not right. Yeah, I am not opposed to changing the road name.
Right.
And this is new proposed road name, Don and Mike Road.
Don and Mike Road.
Beautiful. So let's try to give this guy a call.
Very good.
To see, in fact, if he was successful in getting a street in Culpeper, Virginia named after us.
Be a first.
Yes, it would.
We've never had a street named after us.
I know for a while some guy was calling the show almost every day trying to get the state of Virginia to put out a special Don and Mike license plate.
That's
yes,
right.
Absolutely. That where, you know, you're along the top of the license plate. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what happened to that guy. But this would be even greater. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, AI, Don and Mike Road, too, is, you know, as opposed to avenue or lane or street. Don and Mike Road.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike Road.
Don and Mike Way.
I like that. Don and Mike Way. Don and Mike Boulevard.
Because, you know, if...
The number you have dialed.
Because, you know, if we did get a street called Don and Mike Way, someone will put a sign after it that says 800 pounds.
That's fantastic.
Okay, hold on. You know, I'm having an amazing...
Don and Mike Place.
I'm out of trouble,
Rob. Yeah.
7-2-7.
I don't understand how this guy would just receive something and they said they're thinking about changing, or did he initiate the,
no,
the change?
The county is in the process of...
The number you have dialed, 540...
Yes.
727...
Right.
8-2.
Oh, you know what? Hold on, I'm dialing a wrong number.
Okay. Ah,
that's operator error.
It's all right, we'll try again. Don and Mike Road. Hello, welcome to Don and Mike Road.
Don and Mike Road. That's freaking funny. I wonder if it passed. You had to vote by December 22nd.
Who has to vote on it? His neighbors?
Yeah. That's what he wrote in his letter. I am coming up with a campaign to my neighbors.
Oh, good.
To name our street Dunn and Mike Road.
Wow. Very good.
Hi, this is Justin Webb. I'm not at my desk right now. If you leave your name and number.
Sorry.
The
same guy.
Hold on. You know what? Maybe. Let me try the town of Culpeper.
Very good. Yeah, we can research it. Had a great name for a town, too. I love that town name. Culpeper. Yeah,
because the letter from the Department of Engineering has the phone number right on the top.
Very good.
Where the guy filled out the form to change the name of the street to Don and Mike Road.
Now, for anybody else around the country, I'd urge you to, you know, do similar things. We'd like to have lots of roads named after us.
Hello, I live at 69 Don and Mike Road.
Don and Mike Road.
Hi, you've reached the Town of Culpeper Engineering Department. I'm sorry no one is available to take your call at this time. If you would like the voicemail for Chuck Stevenson, press 1.
No.
Fritz Alderman, press 2.
No.
And we want a human being.
Press 3.
It's the town. Why have they left before 5:30?
All right.
Closes at 5, I guess.
Yeah, but it's a town, Buzz. Well,
towns are open 24 hours a day.
Not small towns.
Andy's got to be there. Barney, Sarah. If there's anybody that's in Culpeper, could enlighten us about this.
Yeah, call us. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, turn your radio down, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I just turned the radio on about this whole Culpeper, Don and Mike Way.
Don and Mike Road, yes.
Yeah. I live in Culpeper. I haven't seen it or anything. I just want to say that I will certainly look this weekend to see if I see anything. And let you guys know next week.
Okay, great.
Thanks so much for your hard work.
Thanks. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Driving up and down.
Yeah, you know, we had someone from Culpeper. Let me just...
I had driven all over Culpeper. I was unable to see Don and Mike Road.
How about we call the Culpeper Police Department?
Directory assistance for what city and state?
Culpeper, Virginia.
Thank you. What listing?
Police.
Please hold while the operator looks for that number.
Now, if she asks you again, I get mad at that.
Yeah.
You've already put it on the recording.
No, she'll come on and say, hold one moment, please.
What city? Who was listening again?
No, I bet you she just comes on and just says, hold, please.
Or maybe you won't get a human at all.
No. They...
Who was the listener?
Thank you.
You're the winner.
Thank you.
Police. Can you just connect me?
No, I can't connect calls. It offers connection at the end of the recording.
Thank you. Can you give me the thing where I just press 1 so I have to listen to the number?
What was the question?
Can you give me that deal? You know, sometimes when you call and you get a number and they say, the number you've requested, blah, 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 can be, you know, pay 35 cents. You just press 1 so you don't have to listen to the number?
No, it tells you the number, then it offers you completion.
But the service is offered?
Yes.
Sir. Thank you. Hey, I love your enthusiasm.
Is Holies H-O-L-E?
No. Police. Police.
P?
Police. Police. Police department.
Okay, one moment, sir.
The police. God. Police. Police.
You want like an investigative number or just the main number?
The main number, please.
All right, one moment.
Jesus H. Christ. Thank you for that textbook example.
Please hold for that listening.
Thank you.
Disconnected.
Oh, my God.
He just hang up on us?
Yep. It sounds like it. Yeah.
He did it on purpose, too. Because we were busting his chops. It happened to me a million times.
And there's no way.
Oh. Did we get through? No.
No, this is going
to
be...
If you'd like to make a call...
If you'd like to make a call...
Oh! Hang up and try again. And
I've had that happen to me because I am not courteous to those people when they F up.
And there's no way to find him.
No, never again.
Dummy.
Directory assistance. For what city and state?
Culpeper, Virginia.
Thank you. What listing?
Police.
They'll ask you for the listing again.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
Please hold while the operator looks for that number.
I guarantee it.
I'm not going to bet you I lost the last time.
I'm always there.
Ah, good. I was wrong.
50-50. City.
What is your listing, sir?
Ah.
I was not wrong.
Police.
Did you not hear the listing?
All I heard was Culpeper, Virginia.
Police, honey.
The police?
Yeah, the police.
Okay.
Well, I was,
you get the number wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, never mind. We already got it.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good thing it's not an emergency, honey.
I'm sorry.
Bye-bye. It's okay. Bye-bye.
She was nice.
Well, she might be in Culpeper right now.
Absolutely. Police?
Police?
No, what is it speaking? Is it the police?
For district something.
Is this the police?
Yes, it is, Melby.
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the radio right now. We're calling you from Washington, D.C.
We got a nice letter from a listener who said he wanted to name a street in Culpeper after us.
And the town of Culpeper's offices are closed down.
Right.
So we thought the police never close.
Right.
We're wondering if you could tell us if the existing road name in Culpeper, in the town of Culpeper, Lewis Street, can you tell us if that street's name was changed to Don and Mike Road?
Hold on 1 second. Let me check.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good guy when they'll even stay on the line with you.
Well, to the police in Culpeper.
Yeah, but we're the Don and Mike Show.
You forget.
What I'm saying is I'm giving them a compliment. I think Culpeper is a relatively safe place to live.
I think so.
Probably not a lot of major crime activity.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, hold on. I'm going to speak to my supervisor.
Very good.
8-4, 1 second.
Thank you, my friend.
He appears to know the show.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
It is.
He's walking around with a gun. Hello?
Supervisor?
Yes. Hello, Mrs. Carmichael. Welcome to Culpeper.
Pencil thin mustache. It's Mr. Mooney.
Supervisor? Mrs. Carmichael, you locked us in the vault.
It's the time, Mike Vault.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Don and Mike.
Uh-huh.
And we were wondering, somebody sent us a letter from the town of Culpeper that there was the Public Works Committee was considering a request to change the name of a street, to change the name of the road from Lewis Street to change it to Don and Mike Road.
We were wondering if that had actually happened. We tried to call the town, but no one was in the office.
Yeah, that's who you would need to talk to. I don't know anything about it.
Can you pull up on, like, one of your police computers, like one of those grids of the city?
Yeah.
Can you tell me, has there been any activity on Don and Mike Road recently?
Can't say I've ever heard of a Don and Mike Road.
Block party, bonfire, anything like that?
Crack houses, whore houses.
Anything unusual? Hello?
She's looking.
She's checking right. Are you looking at your grid right now?
We don't have a Don and Mike Street.
You don't have a. It's not Don
it's
and Mike
not
Street.
Don and Mike Road.
Oh.
How about a Don and Mike Road? Or
no, we don't have that either.
You could pop in some of the other names like Way, Boulevard, Lane, Terrace,
Drive,
Court,
Court,
Court. Buzz's favorite. Nothing, huh?
Nothing.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
We've always found the Culpeper police to be the sweetest smelling police. Thank you for your time.
All right.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye, Sergeant Honey.
That's a. That sounds like a fun police department.
Yeah, it does.
Here's some dude in Culpeper right now. Hello.
Got a mic.
Yeah.
This is, my name's Joey. I'm calling from Culpeper. I happen to work in the area, and it's a one-horse woodchuck town, and most of them don't even probably know who you guys are.
No, I think the cop who answered the phones there knew who we were.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
I heard that part early, and then I turned my radio down to talk to you guys.
It's
a one-horse town.
All right, if it is such a one...
I run out of you guys every day about halfway home. I live in Charlottesville, but I run out of you guys' show about halfway home.
Oh, hold on.
It's a bummer, but...
If
it's a great show. Love your show.
Never mind.
You're
going to ask a one-horse caller.
I'm just going to ask him a question, but just forget it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, you guys are going about it all wrong.
Really?
Yeah, you got to get a hold of the fire department, or definitely 911 will have the information for you.
Well, I got news for you. They frown on disc jockeys or anyone else calling 911 if it's not a real emergency.
Although, hey, what's that new 911 not emergency number?
Is it like 811, I think?
There is... Isn't there some kind of new 911 that's not it's like if
A1?
No, that's a steak sauce.
In some cities, right. I don't know.
If a madman is in your house, you call 911. But like, if you can't get your toaster to work,
right,
then you can call this other number.
If there's a cat in a tree, you right. call the other number.
In like, some cities.
Some guy wrote a book. I saw a guy on TV during the break. Some guy who wrote a book about America's wackiest 911 calls.
Right.
Like some woman who called because she couldn't get the jar of ragu spaghetti sauce, something like that. And the guy said that all over America now they have real emergency numbers.
Right.
And this whatever this other this faux 911 is.
I seem to remember something.
And I mean
something about that.
FAUX faux. I don't mean like
faux
because to a lot of our listeners, you know, faux comes right after three and before five. Faux
or fox.
Yeah.
FAUX.
Yeah.
Where do you have the fox turtlenecks?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, just tell Don and Mike it's 311 is the non-emergency number.
311.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Hold on. But how do you get that for out of the area code?
Yeah. You don't.
Because Culpeper is like five area codes away.
You'd get that
through anyway.
You'd get that here in Fairfax, and you know they're not as fun as the Culpeper people.
No, they're not. Okay, right. Well, this is a mystery that will continue, I guess, into our next episode, okay?
Very good.
But as of this moment, we might...
Lewis Street still, you know, doesn't appear to be Don and Mike Road.
We might have a road named after us somewhere.
Do you find me, Lewis, annoying?
Yes.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
They love to screw until they're tired and sore.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Nelson, Monday. When we come back on Monday. Everywhere except New York, probably. We'll have a big show. We're going to have, frankly, I don't care that the guy is the host of the new To Tell the Truth.
Uh-huh.
The guy's coming in who was Elaine's boss on Seinfeld. The guy who was Jay Biederman.
Peterman, right?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, the guy that talks like that.
Yeah, the guy with the gray hair. Right?
Sure, and he's done those commercials where he's like in a, you know, Roman costume.
Yeah, right. He's coming in on Monday.
Good.
Also, Monday we'll be celebrating Elvis's birthday. Now, since we just did the Hamburger James story, and you know, and here's the bitch about Elvis: the thing is that he died just like 4 months away from his birthday.
I thought you were going to say for our sins.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
Right.
Yeah, so true.
Right. And we just did the Elvis death show, which is like at the end of August. But we do like doing an Elvis birthday show.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on something special for Monday.
Very good.
We're working on something special with somebody special.
Ooh.
Who's never been on the show before coming in.
That's exciting.
On Monday. But even if that falls through,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have some of our best Elvis stuff and some of the stuff that you haven't heard in years.
You never know. There's always a chance somebody's down at Graceland might do something silly and we might be able to call down there.
On Monday, yeah. So that's Monday's episode. Now, we had a winner today for $500 with Secret Sound Number 2, which was the Secret Song Number 2, excuse me.
That's right.
A queer song, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. We'll have a brand new song for you shortly and a chance for you to win the money. Now that I got all the plugs out of the way. Oh, and we also quit in New York today.
Yes. Right.
Unless they put us on live, but no need to worry about that.
No.
Let's get to a Friday favorite because I know we have a big time movie star coming in.
That's right.
Jeff Hardy and listen, who doesn't love Sean Connery?
Oh my God.
I heard you had some trouble with Stevens. I understand he's giving you a hard time.
Ken Stevens, yes.
I got a solution for you. You grab his balls.
Oh.
Cup your hands and squeeze. One fella, you got two in here, right?
Yeah, there's Stevens and Coleman.
Yeah, you got two guys to deal with, and you've got a two-man show. You got a bunch of boys around here. What you do is you grab one guy. You say, go over and hold Stevens. Hold him by the arms.
Uh-huh.
Pull his arms back. Then you have another guy sneak around and grab his balls. And you squeeze. You squeeze hard. Squeeze as hard as you can until he goes along with what you want him to do. That's the way to do it. That's the Chicago way.
Say Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. She was a marvelous piece of ass.
And you boned her, right?
I boned them all. We've had that discussion before.
I know, but I just
I know we're heading down that highway again, but that's all right, because this is, as I tell you, every single time I come by here,
I know,
this is the show where I'm able to let my, what's left of my hair down, and I can talk to you about the different things and the different people that I've boned during my illustrious Hollywood career.
Were you invited to the wedding between Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas?
She didn't want me anywhere near it. She didn't want me to come near that because Michael Douglas was really inadequate for her.
As a lover?
I'd just like to tell you something about Sean Connery. You know, I was 007. I mean, that's where I achieved most of my fame. And I'll tell you right now that the fact of the matter is Michael Douglas and Sean Connery are two totally different guys. And when she worked with me on that fantastic movie, you remember when she was going in between the lasers?
Entrapment.
Entrapment. She was beautiful, lovely. Thank you for reminding me, because my brain's going just a little bit. I'll tell you right now, I had her every single night that we were doing that show.
You boned her?
Boned her every single night. Wow. I boned all my leading ladies. Kim Basinger, when Never Say Never Again. She was great. That's pre-Alec Baldwin that I boned her.
But now, with Zeta.
Yes.
Besides boning her.
Yes, she's great. It's great to bone. I just like to tell everybody, especially at an advanced age, and I'm plus 70 now, I'd like to tell everyone that you can bone until you're 80, 90 years old. Bone as much as you can, and it'll keep you young, laddie.
Did you get her to do everything to you?
She did everything. Everything. We did everything. Wow. Oral, anal. It was fantastic. It helped the script, you see. You know, we worked on the script, and when you're doing a feature film, when you're doing one of those pictures, what you have to do is you actually have to work very hard to get the things just right, and occasionally you'll do some ad-libbing on the dialogue. And if you're doing oral and anal in the morning, it's very easy to change the line and keep the energy working in the afternoon.
But it's got to be in that order, right? You wouldn't want to do anal and then do oral.
Oh, I'm not. No, well, I didn't do that. You
well, I meant from her standpoint.
She did it to me. She did the anal to me.
Wait, what do you mean?
She put a strap on now.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's it. You have to have wide horizons as Sean Connery. I loved it, lad. I loved every second of it, lad. It was fantastic.
Wow. You took it there.
Yeah, it's experimental. She's into lots of experimenting. I said, Catherine, first day I met her, I said, Catherine Zeta-Jones. I'm Sean Connery. It's good to see you. Would you like to come back to my trailer? And she said, I'd love to come back to your trailer. She came back to the trailer, and she walked in, and she said, would you mind if I put on my strap-on? I
it's
said,
that
oh,
fast? Please.
Yeah, she just had, she had a satchel with her, duffel bag, much like the one they used in Animal House. And right inside of that was the strap-on, and I was all set to go, and I was ready. And then she was ready, and then we just got right down to it. And, of course, we do a variety of sexual things, but I would say she's number one, and that's saying something for my illustrious Hollywood career.
She's number one with your number two.
She's number one with everything. I'll tell you, I'd let her do everything. She'd tickle me down there. She'd tickle the beanbag. Yeah, she liked doing that.
Did you let her manipulate you?
Yeah, she's Catholic.
Did she manipulate? Did she manipulate your prostate?
She did. She did. She did that though with the strap on. It was fantastic. I would say you shouldn't knock it unless you've tried it. It's really good, especially at my advanced age. It worked out very well. But I'm very happy for her and her new baby. And I hope that Michael Douglas will be very happy. She's extraordinarily attracted to older men, so he should keep his eyes peeled, because just around the corner might be a Gene Hackman or somebody like that. You never know. Those older, aging actors on screen. Yeah. And Harrison Ford's not long, not long in the tooth. He is long in the tooth, I should say.
Hey, this movie that you're in now, this
Finding Forrester.
Finding Forrester.
Finding Forrester.
I went to...
There are lots of good films out there. I'd like to present Oscars to all of them if I could. Castaway. Yes, sirree. Watch. Women what?
I went to see Castaway, and they showed the ad for Finding Forrester. And here's
Nikki.
Here's my complaint with the trailer.
The Horse Whisperer.
They show you the whole damn movie.
Yes, they do.
In the trailer.
Traffic.
Oh.
And the winner is Gwyneth Paltrow. I just practice those all day long. That's what I do, you know. I rehearse because the names don't come easy to me, so I actually have to rehearse, all right? If you can understand that, of course.
In this movie, though, the Finding Forrester?
Finding Forrester.
You, You work with this black dude who
yes.
has never acted in a movie.
He never
before.
Acted a day in his life, and he's a natural man. I'll tell you right now, the lad, he's got enormous talent, and I think if he had had any formal training, he probably wouldn't have done as well as he did. I'm very, very happy that he was my co-star in Finding Forrester.
Now, did you bone him?
No, absolutely not. Don't do that. Don't do that, lads. I don't go for the boys. Literally, you're older. I don't care for that. It's simply the lovely ladies. Those are the ones that I truly enjoy.
Well, then how did you bond with this soul brother?
I found it very easy. He's just a very easy kid to get along with. And, of course, we on the set enjoyed quite a few pornographic films together. I had a VCR. A VCR brought into the set. And during breaks, you know, it's a long process making feature films. There's a lot of downtime, a lot of waiting. So I said, bring in the VCR and get us some quality pornography. So I ordered up about six to eight Andrew Blake films.
Oh, excellent.
And we'd pop them into the VCR and watch them all. It was fantastic.
Good.
I'll tell you right now. The thing I like about Andrew Blake is he uses quality performers. You know, he doesn't use those Ron Jeremys, you know, with the big bellies. He uses firm, hard bodies, and then he has them in nice, sensitive musical situations. But there's no lack of deep shots of penetration and also great money shots. I'm very fond of all of those.
So while you're watching this pornography with this kid who'd never acted before.
Yeah, he's a little older. I'm not sure how old he is. I think he's over the age of 18, though.
Yes.
While you're watching. Sure hope he is. Otherwise, I could be in trouble.
While you're watching the movies with him, what are you guys doing?
We're drinking beer. Lots of beer and hard liquor. Scotch, rye whiskey, vodka, Singapore slings, lots of fun. And we eat candy and eat ice cream and watch pornography. It was big fun.
Wow.
I get that on all my movie sets. If you want Connery to do a film for you, let me explain what you need.
Okay.
You need a VCR, Andrew Blake pornography. You need a few dozen pints of Haagen-Dazs in a freezer. On the set. And you also need some comic books, some Grecian formula if I have to, darken the hair on the sides, although I don't care. I don't wear a toupee. I wear the toupees just for the films, you know.
Right.
When I'm going natural, it comes off, and this is what you get.
I see.
The real bald me. You see these scabs?
Ball.
You see the scabs on my head?
Yes.
I spent too much time on the golf course, and that's why I got scabs on my head. That's the bad thing about being bald. You can get yourself a nasty burn. I was down in the Southern Caribbean and got scabs on my head.
Ooh. Hey, are you wearing a dress today?
Yeah, I got it right on right now. Would you like to see?
That kilt thing?
I'll stand up for it. You see how tall I am?
Yeah.
Take a look at these.
Oh, my God. Oh, put that down.
Have you ever seen a larger pair of balls?
Please.
Have you ever seen a larger pair of balls?
Put your dress down.
I'll tell you, it's cool in
please.
Here. This is good. I was getting a little over.
You remind me of that guy we saw in that video that had, like, elephantitis of the balls.
But it's not that interference. That's why I like my kilt, because I can just let it breathe free, you see? It's fantastic. I'll tell you, it's amazing, isn't it? I'll show it to you again.
No, we don't want to see your balls.
If you take a closer look, you can see this. It's the large balls with a little mushroom cap.
Well, now listen. I'll give you this. The ball is big.
Yes, it is.
But why is the color so odd?
You noticed that, did you?
Yeah.
That's a long story.
Really?
I'm unwell.
Oh, no.
It was a hunting accident.
No.
I was off in Alaska, you see, and we were hunting moose. Giant moose with big antlers. And we got one. A big one. His antlers were about 8 feet wide. It was absolutely incredible. And as I walked up, he jerked his head. He was still alive, you see, and he caught me in the groin.
Oh.
And it caused a blood infection that has caused the entire area to go an off shade of orange.
I noticed that.
That's what you notice. It's not black and blue.
No, you got an orange ball.
It's an orange ball. Almost looks like an orange, like a naval orange, doesn't it?
It's bigger than that.
I can't control that. They say that it has to be lanced.
Oh.
I'm sorry. It's full of all sorts of nasty substances. So I've got to do that. But I don't have the courage to do it right now. And I've been very busy traveling back and forth. So that's also why I'm wearing the kilt. Because it's a bit swollen, my ball.
And what's the deal? You like England, you don't like England, you're from Scotland.
Sir Sean. Do you know that now? I'm Sir Sean. She united me. I'm Scotland.
So you're not
Scotland.
So you're not
Sean
British.
Connery. No, I'm Scottish.
Right. What's the difference?
There's a big difference, laddie. I'll tell you right now. Don't. Now, listen. You're about to piss me off, and if you do, I'm going to throw you out the window. Do you understand that? I don't care for that, and I want to enjoy my life and my time here, and I've got a sore testicle. So I would appreciate it if you'd be respectful of Scotland, the country.
Well, it's the same thing as Britain.
It's not the same thing.
It's the same thing.
I'd like to point out the film from another famous movie actor, Mel Gibson. You saw Braveheart?
Yeah, good movie.
Do you remember who they were fighting?
No.
They were fighting the British.
Guys with painted face.
They were Scottish fighting the British. Come on, lad. I don't have to explain it to you. I'm just going to tell you one more time. They were fighting the British. Oh.
What's wrong?
My ball hurts.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Let me see. Is there anyone that could give me a massage?
How about Lisa?
No, don't want to do that. No, she looks a little young. I like him just a little bit older.
She's 21.
I don't want her massaging my ball.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Well, you want a man to massage your ball?
I was thinking about this lad over here.
Oh, Buzz? I don't know if I'm qualified. I'm really not a doctor or anything.
Well, you look like you have good hands. Let me show you. Hold your hands up. Yes, this is soft.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's certain jobs. I'm only massaged by men. Right,
what about this guy?
Yeah, you could do it.
Yeah.
Come over here, son.
Rob,
sit down.
Rob, go on over.
All righty.
Go on over and massage Sean Connery's gigantic orange ball.
I'm not sure I want to get in on this.
Now, pull up your chair right here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to slide my kilt up over here.
Oh, if you can, just
take your right hand out here. Put it in mine.
Well, set it on the table.
Okay, put your right hand in mine. We don't really have to do this. I just want to point this out. This is theater of the mind. As you really reach for my hand.
No, you really do have to do it.
No, that's
you really do.
That's not true. But we don't have to do it.
I think Rob would really have rubbed your ball.
I believe he was going for it, Matt. All right, get back over in the corner.
All right.
I don't want to deal with you anymore.
Sorry.
All right, unless you want to do a theater of the mind. Sit down. I'll show you how to do it. I'm going to lift my kilt up.
All right.
Not again.
Take your right hand.
Right.
Now put it in mine.
Okay.
And place it right on the infected area.
Oh, my. It's hot.
Now give me a...
It's throwing off heat.
Give me a gentle squeeze.
Not too tight.
Aye.
Sorry.
There you go. That's the way you do it. That's it. Nice squeeze. Squeeze.
Oh, I don't
that's
know
good.
About this.
Rob, do you feel any pus or anything?
That's good.
It's pulsating. It's hot.
That's good.
And there's an odor.
Oh, that's good. Aye, boy. Aye, lad. It
smells like fresh bread.
Okay, you've done a fine job. Now go back to your corner.
I stopped down.
Thank you very much.
I'm gonna go
I'll send you an autographed picture. Thanks for massaging my ball.
You hold on to that picture.
Take care now. Always good to see. He's a good lad. Does he do anything you ask him?
Yeah.
All right, you better wash that off. That'll smell like brie. It'll be a nasty smell for you, laddie. Oh, I feel so much better.
You know, when he went over there,
he reached like he wanted to take my hand.
He wanted to hold hands with you, really.
Very strange.
I mean, we're just doing a bit.
I was very scared right now. In fact, I'm uneasy.
Yes.
I'm uneasy about the entire situation. But will you be going to see my latest film, Finding Forrester?
No.
Why not?
Because I told you, I saw the ad.
You went to see Castaway. I heard that on the show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You saw that What Woman Wants, or you walked out?
Yeah, my wife didn't want to see that one.
I guarantee you, if you go see Finding Forrester, you will enjoy that movie more than any film you've seen all year.
Listen, I've already got the premise of the movie. Listen, just from seeing the ad.
What is it?
Here's the whole movie from beginning to end.
Did you like The Hunt for Red October?
Yes, you're very good in that.
I had a great piece there. I saved that hairpiece. I wear it occasionally. The big tall red one. The big tall gray one rather than one that sticks up like that.
Oh, right, because you were the naval officer.
That gets a lot of chicks.
Now, who did you bone in that movie? I remember all guys in that movie.
I didn't have any boning. It was all guys in a submarine. It was very difficult. I talked about my late wife. It was very depressing. Didn't have an opportunity. I had to take some stunt women from the crew. Yeah, they were just over there. And it was very, very depressing, because who wants Alex Baldwin's hairy ass? That's the way I looked at that. Absolutely.
So this movie, Finding Forrester.
Finding Forrester.
He's a writer. He's written the great American novel, and he's a recluse now. And he hides in his New York apartment.
Shakespeare in love.
Until he accidentally meets this young kid from the project.
The Hunt for Red October.
Who, as it turns out, has some writing ability. Sean Connery helps him, tutors him, becomes a mentor.
The French lieutenant's woman.
At the end of the movie, hey, guess what? The guy's a brilliant a friggin' writer, and Sean Connery finally comes out of hiding at the end of the movie. You know, that's it.
Family business.
Why should I see it?
Dude, where's my car?
You should be in that.
You were not in Dude, Where's My Car?
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. I'm just liking to pronounce them. I enjoy saying films just like I was a presenter at the Oscars. Absolutely, it's big fun. Baby Geniuses. Very, very exciting. Look Who's Talking. I love saying that. Pulp Fiction. Fantastic. Isn't it great? Wouldn't you like me to present all the films at the Oscars? It would be great.
Do a Pauly Shore one.
Son-in-Law. Jury Duty. Those are the two Pauly Shore movies that I know.
About In the Army Now.
In the Army Now. Oh, that little fag. I'd like to take him over my knee and snap him like a twig. I really would.
You don't like him.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. That's one of mine, Junior. You remember that one?
Oh, that's right. You're Indiana Jones' dad.
Ernest. Scared stupid. These are Oscar winners. I'll tell you right now, I'd like to present to them. I really would. I truly enjoy that.
Listen, Sean, we have to take a break. You can massage your ball, I guess.
Absolutely. Baby geniuses.
And we will take... I think we only need one caller. So we got that guy from Queens who's like the returning champion like 4 or 5 times or something like that.
What's the one with Bobby Boucher? I'd like to pronounce that.
The Water Boy.
The Water Boy.
Phone number is 877.
It's Pat.
365-3636. We will take the first caller to be the challenger right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Rose is a red. Violet's a blue. I'm a schizophrenic. And so am I.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret song. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Right on!
It's time to squat and take a growler. It's time for Don and Mike.
Right on.
Squat and take a growler. That's a good one. I'd like to take that. Is that what you call feces?
Yeah.
Growler?
Squat and take a growler.
This is Sean Connery. It's time for me to pull up a chair and squat and take a growler.
How's your ball?
It's better since Robé massaged it. The orange has gone out and the color's coming back, and it's not as hot as it was before.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, Rob said it felt very hot to his touch.
Very hot. And don't forget to see Finding Forrester.
Unfortunately, my hand is hot and orange now.
Yeah, you'll notice an itching in the morning, too.
Oh, that's bad.
I'm terribly sorry. I got it in the Caribbean.
And Rob, you called him Mike.
I did?
I think you did. You said, unfortunately, Mike.
No, you.
I said hi.
You unbelievable bastard. You called me Mike. My name's Sean.
I guess
you
I have
can't
else
do that. You can't do that. I swear to God, I'll kick your ass.
You might not have. I might have misheard you.
I hope so, because I know that that's not Mike.
How's Phil Hochberg?
Do you know him?
I do. I know the whole crew. Really? Sonny Jurgensen, Sam Huff. Fantastic. Frank Herzog.
Have you seen him make pancakes on Channel 9?
On Channel 9 and the morning television show.
That's not embarrassing. What is?
I love morning TV. When I'm here in Washington, that's all I watch. Please make sure you say hi to Joe Krebs and Barbara Harrison. They're good people, one and all. Fantastic. How's Ira Hudson?
It's I.J. Hudson.
Oh, geez, he hates it when I call him that. That's for sure.
All right, Sean, we're going to play Loma to Jeopardy. Now, listen to this guy who's calling us from the Bronx.
Yeah, the Bronx, New York.
He's won 4 times.
Fort Apache, the Bronx.
So if he wins today, he gets retired into the Hall of Champions.
The French Connection.
Now, let's
Serpico.
Play the game.
Godfather 3.
Here is Sean Connery.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy, and now entering the studios, our challenger. She's a temporary from Arlington. Let's say hi to Jen Sizer.
Hello, Jen.
Hi, guys.
Hi, baby.
How are you, baby?
I'm just great. Fine, baby. And now entering the studio is the champion. His 4-day winning total, $209.
Wow.
From a hospital billing area of New York City, let's say hi to Joe C.
Hi, Joe.
Greetings, Don. Greetings, Sean. I like you and Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Ah, thanks. That was one of my better ones. Sea of Love.
And, Sean, Joe, you picked a great time to join us from the Bronx. What could be our final ever show on WNAW.
Yeah. Before we play, can I just say today I'll be playing for a special charity?
Who are you playing for?
Two, actually. Two of them. Half of the wings will go to the committee to get Leslie Gold back on New York Radio. The other half will go to the United Radio Program Director Brain Fund. Their slogan is, a three share is a terrible thing to waste.
All right, thank you, Joe, with a prepared comedy.
That's it. Very good. Thanks. You rehearsed that, and that's good. Rehearsal's always valuable.
I'm reading from a paper, so.
Fantastic.
All right, let's play.
That's it, Joe. Yes, you've kind of derailed the show, but that's all right. No problem at all.
I lose today. I enjoyed playing with you over these 3 months now.
Sea of love.
You love.
And now entering the studios.
The letter host, C we're talking about, right?
And now entering the studios, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Remember, Joe C and Jen, don't screw with LQ. And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Well, hi, Joe C. Hi, Jen. Listen, kids, don't forget, answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing clip-on ties. Super, I'm Mr. Guy. Call me Alex as we play the game. That is LQ or Chris Master. And always call him the great Sean Connery.
On a clear day, you can see forever.
Here are your categories. They are Sean Connery movies.
I appreciate that. Thanks a lot. I'll buy you dinner.
True or false celebrity New Year's resolution.
True or false is always a nice category.
Name that NFL starting quarterback.
I don't like that. I like football with a soccer ball.
That's fag ball, soccer ball.
Would you like to see my soccer ball?
No. You mean your yellow one?
Yes, my orange
your
one.
Your orange one? I just saw it.
Thank you.
What costs more?
What costs more? I'll tell you what costs more is the surgery it'll take to fix the ball.
And states and capitals.
Ah, that's good for the kiddies educating the masters.
So here you go. One more time. Sean Connery movies.
Yes.
True or false celebrity New Year's resolutions.
Fantastic.
Name that NFL starting quarterback.
The Tennessee Titans.
What costs more?
The Baltimore Ravens.
States and capitals. What is it you just love announcing stuff?
The Philadelphia Eagles. The horse. Whisperer. It's lots of fun.
Jen, you're a girl. We like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
I'll take what costs more for one, please.
All right.
Good luck, Jen.
All of these, incidentally, from local Safeway.
Ah, Safeway. Supermarket.
At least the grocery items.
Uh-huh.
What costs more, a box of Pop-Tarts or a box of tampons?
Box of tampons.
That was not in the form of a question.
Oh.
All right, Joe C., here's a chance to keep your win streak going.
I'm going to trust you, Jen. What are tampons?
No.
Sorry, Pop-Tarts cost more.
Really? And they do come a dime a dozen, don't they?
And here's something for all the ladies, please, for the love of God, don't stick a Pop-Tart up there. All right, could cause an infection.
Hey, Pop-Tarts, vitamin C.
All right, Jen, you're in control.
All right, I'll take what costs more for two, please.
All right, now, the first item comes from Elvis's Graceland catalog. The second item comes from Victoria's Secret.
Okay.
Which costs more, a 12-inch Elvis ceramic doll or a 36C Wonder Bra?
I'm going to say, what is a 36C Wonder Bra?
That's correct.
You're on the board with $2. Way to go, Jen. Select again.
All right, I'll take what costs more for three, please.
All right, these come from 7-Eleven and Heinz Dairy Store.
Oh, I love a Heinz Dairy Store.
Which costs more, a Slurpee or a Slush Puppy?
I'm going to say, what is a Slush Puppy?
Joe, it's your chance to steal.
Let me see. What is a Slurpee?
That's right.
$2 for you. Select again, please.
Take me to the NFL starting quarterback's bowl one.
All right. All of these guys in the playoffs this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He is the quarterback of the Oakland Raiders.
Who is Rich Gannon?
$1 for you, Joe. Select again, please.
Starting quarterback's foot two.
Joe's no fag. He knows these.
That's right.
Tennessee Titans.
Who is Eddie George?
Hold on, he is a fag.
Why did I say that?
All right, Jen, it's your chance to steal.
I don't know.
Oh, Jen.
Steve McNair. I always get those two mixed up because they're the only talent on the team. Everybody else is injured.
Steve McNair.
Joe, you're still in control. That's the good news.
Starting quarterbacks for Trey.
Miami Dolphins.
Who is Jay Fiedler?
Right.
What a comeback they had last week, I tell you.
$3 for you, Joe. Way to go. Yes, three. Put a sock in it.
I'm going to miss a lot if tonight is our last show in New York, if they don't put us on live and we do quit. But I'm not going to miss Joe's commentary.
Hey, in the kitchen underground? Possible?
All right, Joe, you're still in control. Select again.
All right, Mr. Connery, I'm impressed by you. I'll go for your movies for one.
Sean Connery movies, beautiful, for one.
Bravo.
Co-stars Catherine Zeta-Jones.
What is Entrapment?
$1 for you. You're rolling now, Joe.
I'll take you movies for two.
Co-stars Kevin Costner.
What is...
I'm sorry, Joe. Now it's a chance for Jen to steal.
What is...
K. kids.
Ah, jeez.
The Untouchables.
The Untouchables. Mm. They'll put you in for all day. That's the Chicago way. He puts one of yours in the hospital, you put one of his in the morgue. Don't you remember?
Should have remembered that one.
All right, Joe, you're in control.
All right, Chuck, how many movies for Trey?
Co-stars Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, what is, The Presidio.
I don't know, maybe it's not the one I'm thinking of.
Jen, your chance to steal.
I don't know.
Family Business.
Family Business, Dustin Hoffman, Matthew Broderick.
Correct.
Vehicular Manslaughter.
Thanks for saying it for me.
My pleasure. Joe, you're in control.
I never forget about Matthew Broderick.
He did an island pretty close to Scotland. Mm-hmm. All right. Joe, you're in control.
All right, let's go with Stacey Capitals for one.
Stacey Capitals. Joe, it is the capital of the great state of Massachusetts.
What is Boston?
Right.
That's right, Boston. All right, $1 for you, Joe. Select again, please.
Stacey Capitals for two, please.
It is the capital of Nevada.
What is Las Vegas?
No. Hey. Yeah. And Jenny, it's your chance to steal.
What is Carson City?
Hi.
Hey, honey. Hi. You're right.
Hi, Jenny. You're doing fine. Shut your dogs up, though. All right, Jen, select again, please.
All right, I'll take States and Capitals for three, please.
Capital of Minnesota.
Duluth?
Pardon me?
Duluth?
Duluth.
No.
Ah, that's right. Duluth, Minnesota.
Duluth.
All right, Joe, your chance to steal.
I learned this from last time. What is St. Paul?
St. Paul, correctamundo.
Ah, he's a fast learner. He learned it from last time. All right, you're in control, Joe.
All right, what's the other one? True or false?
Oh.
Celebrity New Year's.
You got it. True or false, celebrity New Year's resolution.
You let the dogs out.
I'll tell you the celebrity and a resolution. Tell me if it's true or false.
Yeah.
Carney Wilson.
Oh.
New Year's resolution.
Wonder.
To have as much sex as possible.
What is true?
That's right.
It's funny because it's true. Okay, same
$1
category.
$1 for you there, Joe. Select again, please.
Same category for two.
Ray Romano.
Hmm?
To stop cracking his toes.
What is false?
Jen, your chance to steal.
All right, what is true?
Aye.
There you go, Jen. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and I will go to true or false celebrity for three, please.
All right, final question on the big board. Carrot Top.
Excuse me, I got a sesame seed caught in my nostril.
Carrot Top, New Year's resolution. To get the chance to act in a serious, dramatic movie role.
I'll say what is true.
That's correct.
Wow. $3, and that's the end of the first round, Carrot Top.
That is correct.
Have you heard he's carving his face up to look like a woman?
Josie and Jen, hold on a second. They both will continue to the second round, to final low-budget Jeopardy.
You are right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
How you doing?
Here's Dennis Murphy with a Dateline Court TV exclusive.
Hello, boy. It's Don and Mike, and it's big, baby, big.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
He was that last guy. What's the matter with him?
His name is Dennis Murphy.
He doesn't sound quite right.
He's a big fan of the show.
Is he a fan of mine?
I don't see why he's not a fan of you, Sean Connery.
Aye. Finding Forrester.
We've got, Josie and Jen.
I would like to say Josie's made himself quite a pain in the ass.
He's both standing by to play the final low-budget Jeopardy. Okay, kids, are ye ready?
See no evil, hear no evil.
Yes, we are.
All right, it's a tough one today.
You got good questions for them?
Final low-budget Jeopardy. Arsenio Hall, 12 years ago this week, in 1989, the Arsenio Hall talk show debuted.
Aye.
Here's your final Love of Jeopardy answer.
Yes.
The first guess is an actress.
Aye.
With big eyebrows. Answer in the form of a question.
What? Okay.
And good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will see the sonogram. No, not the baby x-ray that tells you whether it has a penis or not, but a personalized message for your favorite fan from yours truly. Here's a sample of some of my best. How about happy anniversary? Congrats on the promotion. Or my favorite, sorry for your recent loss. Sonograms make great gifts. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo for a year.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Now.
It's time for Don and Mike to play
Low
Budget Jeopardy.
Okay. I know this is a tough one.
Aye.
But Josie's a four-time returning champ.
You have to make it tougher this time.
Sure do.
There you go.
12 years ago this week, the Arsenio Hall Show debuted. She was the first guest, an actress with big bushy eyebrows. Let's go to Jen first. Jen, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I guess, who is Sandra Bernhard?
Excellent job, Jen.
No.
Bushy. Now,
yeah, she is, well, bushy everywhere, I think.
Hey, untrimmed, unkempt.
And Josie?
Matted.
Yeah, I was originally going to guess Andrewini, but who is Cher?
Who is Cher? Hey, Josie?
He got me this.
Hi. That's it for you. You're going to go away for all day.
Buzz?
Yes?
You got it.
Thank you.
Buzz held up the correct answer. Brooke?
Buzz?
Brooke Shields.
I'd love to have her in one of my films. There you go, Josie.
Hey, here's a bonus one.
All right.
Who was the second guest? He's an R&B singer, and he gets fat, and then he gets skinny.
I got
it. Anybody.
I'd say Luther Vandross.
You got it.
Aye.
You know what, I guess.
Well, Josie, parting is such sweet sorrow. Adieu. Okay. Adieu. Don't go away, Matt. Just go away. And Jen... Same to you, honey. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Listen, Sean will tell you, Josie, about the money that you get to win and your fabulous bottom-of-the-barrel parting gifts. Remember, we're running out of prizes because Cammy's on vacation. Here now is Sean Connery. Sean.
Best of all, ye have won the Outer Limits prize pack. The Outer Limits is back. Sit back and experience the unbelievable Sunday at 1 a.m. on Fox 5.
Good time slot.
The Outer Limits. New stories, new stars, new season. But wait.
There's more.
Ye have won a Verizon t-shirt. Even though Bell Atlantic has changed its name to Verizon, all your services will continue as though nothing has changed. The only difference is the name. Verizon.
The veto works at Verizon.
What, right. Joe, you chatty a-hole?
What, Joe? What, Joe?
My brother Vito works at Verizon. That's why I had to say.
Beautiful. Joe, listen, we do appreciate the fact you're a four-time champion.
Right.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to what could be our final show broadcast tonight.
I mean, that's beside the point. One of the things I'm going to miss playing on the phone is listening to Lane Closure's traffic reports. I'm going to miss it.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Jen.
Jen, thank you. Thank you.
Jesus.
Goodbye, Joe.
Good luck with that Prozac subscription.
I miss him.
And we'll have two new contestants next time. Well, Sean, listen.
Hi.
With you and your big diseased ball. And
thanks for the massage. Thanks for rubbing my ball, Rob.
And your girlish quilt. It was great to have you here.
Oh, you're all good guys.
Again, your new movie is called
Finding Forrester.
And always remember, never forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Is a production of Curon Incorporated and is distributed by King of Girl. Hey, check out my heavy ball.
Check it out.
He liked Joe C. a lot.
Check it out.
Joe C. really helped Sean.
If it hadn't been Joe C.'s fifth consecutive time on the show...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I guarantee that last question would have been boatloads easier.
Absolutely.
I might have even thrown in the Blue Lagoon as a hint.
You know, I got it right away because you have always been obsessed with Brooke Shields'
bushy eyebrows.
You've always described them as bushy. Any regular fan of the show might know that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, on the mic?
Yes, we are. Hello there.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
I was watching the news and watching the forecast, and Doug Hill came on, and at first I thought it was going to be his typical unremorseful, hey, let's just glance over the weather report. But he actually admitted that he was wrong. He said he did a good job of predicting the number of inches, but he said, I did a lousy job of predicting the temperature. And he also apologized to anyone who would have lost business or who just pulled their hair out because they were frustrated.
You know, of all the guys in town, if there's anybody that would do an apology, it would be Doug Hill.
But from what it sounded to me, repeat the beginning again. It sounded like one of those apologies that said, I'm sorry if you were offended by something I said. Can you repeat the beginning of it again?
Yeah, he came on and they started talking about it, and he said, yeah, you know, it was here longer than we thought. You know, we didn't predict the temperatures right, but I got the number of inches right. But then he went into...
No, he didn't. Doug Hill did not predict 2 to 3 inches of snow last.
Yeah, but what you were said before is what he probably said, which is I did a good job of predicting the inches, but a lousy job of predicting the temperature. And that's really... Well, I didn't see his forecast. Did you see his forecast?
No.
Bob Ryan is the one we got to focus on this story. He said dusting to 1 inch.
Yeah, but listen, I guess it's a move in the right direction.
Yes.
If TV weatherman Doug Hill... And did he actually apologize?
He actually said, I apologize to anyone who lost business or who just generally got frustrated by the fact that we predicted the temperature wrong.
Wow.
You see, I'm sorry, I can't accept that because we predicted the temperature wrong. That's just like when you're mad at somebody and you say, I'm sorry that you're upset about what I had to say.
But in the fact that it's probably... You know, worlds closer than any other meteorologist did.
Yeah.
Right. Baby steps, right?
Yes. Okay. Amen. You got it. Baby steps. We'll give him some credit for that.
Right.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
What I'm looking for is him breaking down and sobbing on the desk.
No, you know, I'd love just Bob Ryan to go on tonight and go at 11 o'clock on Channel 4. Hey, guess what?
Right.
I'm human. I screwed up. Look at all this snow we got. You get some wrong.
I know a lot of you were mad based on my forecast last night. I'd like to show you something. This is my hand. This is a hammer. I'm going to break my hand. I'm going to reenact the scene from Casino right here.
I wish. Oh, we're do the scene from Misery.
Oh, absolutely.
On his ankles.
Oh. Right now, because I screwed the forecast up, I'm going to be hobbled.
Doreen Gensler is going to come to this bed.
She is going to take a sledgehammer and break both of my ankles.
Let's try to give away $500 right now. Okay, secret song number 3. Brand new song, never been played with before. Be the 100th caller now. Phone number 877-365-3636. Give you a chance to clean us out. That'll be the third winner this week.
All right.
But we've made the songs tougher because you told us that you were smart enough to beat us on this contest. It's time now for the news and comments with Buzz.
Yes, it is. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzzy.
Me. He made it up.
And Buzz, your lead made-up story tonight?
Tonight, this week's honeymoon with Greenspan is over.
Greenspan! stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional, Brother Don.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Planet Crackpot.
Better than sex and steak. It's Don and Mike.
What's better than that? Stand by, Buzzaroonie.
All right.
We're going to try to get a call 100 right now, give away $500.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. That's the hotline. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi. Who's this?
For sound.
Who's this?
This is Scott from Sacramento.
Scott, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Yes, sir.
KHTK, our radio station in Sacramento. You have won the Outer Limits prize pack. As I said before, don't be fooled. Ain't a prize pack.
Right.
Simply a prize.
Okay.
Outer Limits is back. We've only read this plug about 1,000 times today. They got their money's worth.
That's right.
Are you ready to go for $500?
I believe I am, sir.
Secret song number Three. Now, if you get this one, it's out of my money, out of my personal money, because the station says we can only have one winner per day.
There's a stack of hundreds right on the counter here that's going to be in your pocket, sir.
I'm going to name on it.
That's right. A stack of crisp $100 bills.
Stacks of cash.
These hot cash. Rick D's of the morning.
Amazing.
Outrageous. These hot cash.
These cash ready for you right now.
Okay, here we go with $500 online. We'll play you the song. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
All right, now I'll give you this. Not as easy as the first one.
No way.
Or the second one. But frankly, we didn't think that we would have $1,000 worth of winners in the first 2 days of the contest.
And the odds are in my... Yes!
So come on, amaze us. What's the song?
To me, it sounds like Are You Experienced by the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
No.
No.
An excellent guess, though.
Thank you, sir.
Excellent guess. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for the rubbers.
And don't forget, no, we didn't give you rubbers. We gave you Outer Limits.
Oh, the Outer Limit. Okay, that's right.
Although, who knows? You know, wrap yourself up in whatever you get.
All right.
Thank you. And have a great weekend in Northern California. Time now for news and buzz. Buzz, I know the lead story has to be the fact that tonight could be our last show on WNEW.
That's true. That really should be the lead story.
Mm-hmm. What are you going with instead?
Instead of that, though, I've chosen this. The stock market soared earlier this week when the Fed lowered interest rates, but unemployment crept back up a bit. Retailers were singing the blues over mediocre sales. Some of them just plain closing their doors. Home sales down this week, manufacturing down, corporate earnings not what they'd hoped for. In other words, investors saw a bad trend and ran from it.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
The Dow closed down today by more than 2%, falling 250 points to just a hair over 10,000.
Let me just explain to anybody who's getting into their automobile at the end of a long work week and perhaps looks to the Don and Mike show as a way to alleviate the cares of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz lives for moments like this.
He likes to give you the worst news in the world.
You know, and he likes spinning it with the worst case scenario.
It's a dirty job, and I'm proud to do it.
He loves it. Listen, is it still above 10,000?
Just barely.
What's the number?
10,666.
Okay, that's more than halfway to 11,000. Remember my barometer.
Uh-huh.
As long as it's above 10,000,
right,
you're okay. You people in the tech stocks?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're effed.
Yeah.
But you knew you were gambling anyway when you put, you know, thousands of dollars into Amazon.com.
Right.
Okay. But on the regular stock exchange, mm-hmm, as long as it's over 10,000,
right,
you're okay.
Sure.
You're okay.
No problem. NASDAQ fell 6% today, speaking of tech stocks, dropping 159 points.
All right, and here is, what's his name, Greenspan?
Yes.
Here he is. Here's what he had to say today.
Right, he's getting senile.
Oh!
Are you talking about yourself, Mr. Greenspan?
He's the schoolyard bully.
Who are you talking about, Alan?
He's a fat turd.
All right, Alan Greenspan, who are you speaking about?
Who cares?
Yeah, you're right about that.
All right. Well, what is your comment on the decline in the stock market?
And I had to take the beasts over to the in-laws' house before I went to the golf course.
Well, that's fine about your own schedule, but what about the market, Mr. Greenspan?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Really?
Well,
we're not
scary.
Aware? Bug says that the bottom is falling out of the market.
She does have a nice rack, though. I'll give that to her.
The market?
The market?
If there were no Matt Damon, no Ben Affleck.
There he is.
Talking in code again.
Alan Greenspan.
Not too annoying.
All right, well, he's upset about it.
Oh, what could it be?
The Long Island cop accused of forcing women to strip has been suspended without pay. Now a third woman has come forward, and now the FBI has gotten involved since the cases may be classified now as civil rights violations.
You think that officer's name is Joe C? That maybe he lives in the Bronx?
Yeah, hey, walk out in front of my car in your bra and panties.
Hey, he's a four-time winner on Low Budget Jeopardy.
I want to see you in your bra and panties.
Could happen. More than 1,000 members of the Clinton administration, including the man himself, partied at D.C.'s 930 Club last night.
Hey,
Clinton?
Right.
Clinton was at the 9:30 club?
Well, he and Hillary showed up for about 20 minutes at around 11 o'clock last night.
Party was called... This is a great party. How y'all doing? Man, this is a great rock and roll club.
Party was called I Survived the Clinton White House. The president told the crowd that Americans may think some other president did a better job.
How are you?
But quoting him, I don't think they'll ever find anybody who had as much fun doing it.
You're very pretty, dear. Nice to see you. I'm only here for 20 minutes, but listen, Hillary's going home in 10 minutes. All right? You come back and see me. How are you? Can I have one of those potato puffs? Fantastic. Oh, got a fart. Oh, boy. Hey, oh. Hey, Al. Al Gore, who stepped on the duck? Oh, man, me so horny.
We're going to miss him.
Oh, can't wait till I'm out of the White House and she's here in Washington. I'm going to move somewhere else. I'm going to live in our house in New York. New York City. Fantastic. Hogs and heifers.
Public school officials here in Washington were feverishly working to correct some bus boards they unveiled this week. After plastering the anti-truancy ads on 75 buses, school officials in D.C. began getting calls from concerned and educated citizens. The bus board's slogan read, "Go to class, it a blast."
Mm. It a blast.
It a blast.
It a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, perhaps they're speaking out to the hip, to the, you know,
no,
hip, the hip young dudes.
No, it was an error, and they've
go
gone
to
back.
Class and, in a blast.
They've added the apostrophe and the S now.
Oh, boo.
It's
wish
okay.
They kept it the way it was.
In the court battle between...
Do the news. It am good.
It's good for Seinfeld. In the court battle between Seinfeld and George Costanza, Seinfeld wins. The lawyers for Seinfeld and his producers have convinced a judge to throw out a lawsuit by a real-life guy named George Costanza.
Who are these people?
What's going on with that?
This 43-year-old from Long Island claims that Seinfeld and company used his name, his likeness, and his persona to create their TV character.
Did this story come out a long time ago? Is it just now going through the courts?
It's just now gotten to the point where it's dead. As of yesterday, a judge finally, after a long struggle, threw this case out of court.
Gotcha.
Costanza says he and Jerry were friends at Queens College. He says he and the TV character are about the same age, have similar physical and personality traits.
Welcome to Queens College. Here with the commencement address tonight, we'd like to welcome Ron and Fez, the brand new midday host of WNEW.
Hey!
Hey! Is Helen Hunt trying out for the other team? Next week's Star Tabloid has pictures of Hunt appearing to be extremely affectionate with an actress named Mandy. The tabloid says the two were...
It's Mandy Patinkin.
No, this is a woman named Mandy.
Oh, I see.
Apparently...
And Buzz, I want to tell you something.
Yes?
This girl, Mandy...
Yes?
She came.
Uh-huh.
And she gave.
Yeah.
Without taking.
Oh, Mandy.
But I sent her away. Oh, Mandy. You kissed me and stopped me from shaking.
Uh-huh.
And I need you today.
Yeah.
Oh, Mandy.
You learned that song at Queens College.
The tabloid says the two were seen hugging, caressing each other's hair, and here's the big one, getting matching tattoos.
It's a miracle. A true blue spectacle.
Oh, no.
The miracle is you.
It started.
Oh. Yeah, so write a song about it, because I do write the songs.
make the whole world sing. Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
This commercial break we got to take right now?
Yes.
This one's for you, wherever you are.
Huh? Hey, you mean it's time for a commercial break?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it looks like we made it.
I'll be at the Copas.
All you guys.
We're
I
all...
want to say to all of you.
Yeah.
You know, I can't smile without you. I can't. Welcome to the faggiest planets ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Of the Don and Mike show. Sure, you know, 99% of the people are scratching their goddamn heads right now.
Sure,
right.
What are they doing?
But I guarantee, among our gay listeners,
oh, they're fantastic.
Number
our
one.
Ratings have just gone through the roof. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
That's the enjoyed filming.
What a horrible thing to say.
Yeah. What?
The password is... the John and Mike Show.
That's the last thing Colonel Klink ever said to us when he was on this show.
Yeah.
Right here.
What a horrible thing to say.
There he is.
He is missed.
He will be missed.
Mm-hmm.
Auf Wiedersehen. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello, Harry Fairbanks.
Hi. I'm glad you played that clip because I want to talk about the late Jack Webb of Dragnet fame.
He liked it rough in bed, according to 60s sex pot Mamie Van Doren.
Oh, gross.
The B movie queen says Webb once drugged her, tied her up, and raped her on his kid's bed.
Oh, dear.
Quoting her, next thing I knew, I was naked, lying spread eagle on a four-poster bed, my arms and legs tied to each bedpost. I looked up and saw Sergeant Joe Friday having sex with me with a wild look in his eyes, end quote.
Just the sex, ma'am.
Van Doren's been around. She says singer Tom Jones is not as well endowed as the myth would have us believe. She describes that endowment as quite modest. She says Burt Reynolds was also a disappointment, finishing first, shouting out another woman's name, and then falling asleep.
Well, you had to know that Burt Reynolds has a teeny-weeny.
And maybe Van Doren says she turned down Warren Beatty for sex because he smelled bad, and Henry Kissinger because he came on too strong. She says she didn't like Joe Namath as a person, but that he was very good in bed.
I would imagine Henry Kissinger would smell bad.
Yeah, I would think it would be Henry Kissinger smelling bad, Warren Beatty coming on too strong.
Right.
She says it was the other way around.
I would like to do you, but I smell much better than Warren Beatty.
Who is this whore? This is Mamie Van Doren. You'd recognize her if you saw her. She was, a sex pot from the 60s.
She's like two steps down from Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Big, busted blonde.
Really didn't do anything with her career.
No, not a lot.
She was a piece of art.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, I banged Jill St. John like that. There you go.
She was wild about Jack Palance, though, she says.
Hey, who isn't?
Yeah. The Los Angeles County coroner says that Steve Allen died from injuries from a car accident that he had about an hour before he passed away. An SUV backed into his car. Steve Allen got out of his car. They exchanged insurance information. Steve Allen got back in his car, drove away. An hour later, boom, he's dead.
You know what?
What?
I don't know why we both stifled our laughter.
I know.
At that story.
Well, it's just, probably years of conditioning.
Steve Allen was just a crotchety pain in the ass.
Hated our genre.
His last 10 years or so on this planet.
Absolutely true.
I wonder how bad the injury was. If he exchanged information, it must have been something internal.
He was on his way to his son's house. When he got there, he said, I just had an accident. I don't feel so good. And then an hour later, boom, he's dead.
No, live and learn.
Yeah, there you go. A cat fight. Tennis stars Anna Kournikova and Martina Hingis put on quite a show.
That's Martina Hingis, bud.
Put on quite a show back in November, according to the New York Post. The paper says their doubles partnership ended that day with a shouting match and flying glassware. On November 28th, the paper says Hingis and Kournikova had just finished an exhibition match when Hingis got angry about the crowd rooting for the less talented but much prettier Kournikova. The Post says the two shouted insults at one another and threw bouquets and trophies at each other, and that Hingis threw a drinking glass at Kournikova. Hingis' new doubles partner is Monica Seles.
Oh.
Ladies! Buzz, hold on a second.
All right.
Got a newsmaker hotline.
Anyway.
Hello?
Yo.
Wait, 40.
Mr. 40.
It's Friday night.
Happy damn New Year.
Mr. 40, hey, where the HE double toothpicks have you been?
Man, every bar and club and drinking establishment you can think of.
Well, when are you coming down here to be on the show again?
You tell me. I'm always willing.
Always willing, Mr. 40.
Oh, well, how about next week?
How about next week?
How about like Tuesday or Wednesday? You just come down and spend the day with us. It's been way too long since we've had a day of fun with 40.
Yeah.
Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever is more convenient for you, Mr. 40.
Okay. There's Ian Gracie just rolling around, having a ball.
Are you in your car right now or are you at a bar?
I just left down from the sport zone, and we're probably going to find someplace else to get into.
Yeah. All right, just be careful. But remember, if you get pulled over, what was the excuse Dennis Murphy used? Oh,
yeah, you say you have Mobius syndrome.
Because Dennis got out of a DWI last week by telling the doctor he had Mobius, or the doctor, telling the policeman he had Mobius syndrome.
Mobius syndrome.
Yeah. Well, I read an article in the paper that you could just say, no, I don't want to take this thing.
Well, yeah, then, but then
try that, Mister.
But then, at least,
good luck with that.
Like, no,
no, absolutely no.
No,
you lose.
I was listening the other day this summer.
Yeah,
I'm gonna scoop y'all up in the truck, and y'all coming down Anacostia with me to drink for the day.
Oh, I don't know about that, Ford.
To demonstrate the safeness of the park.
The safeness of Anacostia. All right.
I heard you talking to Obi, the cab driver. I heard you talking to Obi, the cab driver, the other day. You're like, take him to Anacostia. You come into Anacostia,
you know,
with me,
all right,
and we're going to hang out.
You know what, Forty? I promise, it's a date if I can bring a tape recorder with me.
Of course.
To tape my day in Anacostia.
But of course.
All right, get out of here. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Come in Tuesday or Wednesday.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, 40.
That was a great tumble off the wagon over the holidays.
God bless you, 40.
You like hit the dirt and rolled a couple of times.
Hey, and 40?
What's up?
I got good news for you.
What's up?
I grew the beard back.
Yes, the goatee, you got it back?
I don't have that soft look you didn't like anymore.
Yeah, now you are so tall.
It's very hard now.
Yeah.
When you come in here, you give me my props. All right.
Of course.
All right, 40. Have a great weekend.
You too. See you next week.
Please be safe.
All right.
Well, that's Tuesday or Wednesday. I would have really enjoyed that. A day of Mr. Ford.
And Mr. Ford is starting his weekend early.
He sure is.
He really is.
A California man facing life in prison for impersonating golf champ Tiger Woods. Anthony Taylor's been convicted of using Woods' identity to get credit cards and make about $17,000 in purchases.
Did you see Tiger? I know you didn't watch the football game the other night.
Right.
But did you see the picture of him at the football game?
No.
He had his hair dyed yellow, looked like Cisco.
Really?
You know, the rapper, the fall song?
How did he look?
It looked like a moron. It was Tiger Woods in the stands,
right,
with his hair dyed, not platinum blonde, but yellow.
Yellow.
It's the funniest goddamn thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah, wear that on the tour.
Well, no, he says he hopes that it's out by the time he has some golf tournament next week he's playing in.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, I'd like to see him with that. You know, it's the silly season, Doc. It's the silly season in the world of golf now. It's not the regular PGA Tour stuff.
I read somewhere, maybe in some column somewhere, that since he's such a rich guy, like if he plays golf with Michael Jordan or something, it's nothing for them to bet $1 million on a hole. So most likely he lost some kind of a bet in which they said you had to dye your hair yellow and go to the Orange Bowl game where it's a, you're going to be seen on television.
Hey, if you're Tiger Woods, that's the kind of stuff that means something now, because money certainly does. You got all the money in the world.
Right.
Well, the alleged impersonator's lawyer says it's ridiculous to think anyone would really believe that his client is Tiger Woods.
Stay cool. Here's the lawyer now.
There he is, the guy that's dipping his toes in the pool.
This Anthony Taylor could get 25 years to life for what he did under California's three strikes law. And the who wants to marry a multimillionaire curse continues. In Germany, it's been revealed that the groom there knew the woman he had picked for his bride.
Hi, I know you. This is a scam, and we're going to prison.
Word is he knew her for months, maybe even years, before the show was taped.
What a horrible thing to do.
But I love you.
And I you.
The groom's now being asked to give back the diamond ring he was given by the producers of the show. The producers are also thinking about suing him.
You know, that who wants to marry a millionaire reminds me that next week I got to pay off the bet for the who wants to be a millionaire.
Yeah, it's lunch with Murphy.
Lunch with Dennis Murphy, right, at the Palm Restaurant, Power Table in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, I promise it'll happen. You'll hear the whole thing here on the show.
He's looking forward to it.
Now call 100 times. And a prize package selected especially for you.
Me.
Dial recklessly 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show on Hot Talk 1330.
Get more comedy bits from Japan in order to prolong your listening pleasure. It is the radio program of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know what? Right. This is why we quit WNEW today. We're here listening now, as we're doing the show live at 7:17,
uh-huh,
The show's just started to play in New York.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to pull up the satellite feed now. Yeah.
You know, her show was fine. You got to give... I'd say the same thing about Leslie Gold as I'd say about our show.
Okay. Right. So what they're playing now is what we said
for more than a year.
Roughly 4 hours
about
ago.
A year.
Except we were listening to it in Q,
right.
In the speaker. They're editing out stuff that we said.
Yeah, we can tell that they're making edits throughout the show.
They're editing stuff out that we said. And important stuff that we said is being cut out.
Wow.
So even when we're making our final message to the people of New York, and it's gonna come to a climax for them, those who are listening, in about 20 minutes when we finally decide, listen, what are we doing? They should put us on live or we quit.
Right. Right.
You know, we're just getting more pissed sitting here.
Understandable.
Saying, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there they go again.
Mike and I are listening to the beginning of the show, and the first thing we say is, everything's out of order.
Yeah, it's all jumbled up. You can say, it's hard to tell. I mean, it really is.
I mean, they do it very smoothly.
They do it very smoothly, and you have to listen carefully. We're the ones that said it, and it was 4 hours ago, and it's hard to tell. But you picked up one, and I think I picked up one earlier.
Yeah. I mean, they have a digital editing machine.
Yeah.
Which can take out entire phrases and, like, put in breaths and stuff so it sounds seamless.
Yeah. God love them. They're great at that. They're great at that.
Yeah. Shuffle the lineup to put this show on live. You know, we might just pull the plug.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point?
Because, I mean, the longer we stay up there with the hamstrung situation...
They might have edited out about 20 minutes worth. If we're already talking about pulling the plug,
you know, you'd have to match it up. You'd have to, you know, run it side by side and find out.
I don't know. I know that just during the commercial break, see, because we can monitor NEW off the satellite.
Right.
We know that they've already edited out some of the stuff we said.
About a specific subject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, when we made every effort, you know. Oh, you did.
You know,
I don't want to get mad again.
You know, but listen. Why is it so tough for this company to admit this? 9 years ago, we kicked Howard Stern's ass every ratings book every year. He was on this station. We were on another station.
Right here in Washington, D.C.
They hired us to get competition out of the way for him. That's a fact. That's how we got the gig. That's it. He didn't jump up in the ratings until we were taken out of the picture.
End of story. True. A fact. A fact that we don't talk about a lot because we're told not to.
Right.
Well, that was for everybody in Washington, D.C., because you guarantee
you won't hear that in New York.
Hear that.
They'll take that out in New York. They'll probably edit out this whole part of the show.
Sure.
And that was part of what they edited out. Earlier,
when we even approached it, when we made a veiled reference,
when we just said that they, you know, we were brought over because we were beating a disc jockey in the ratings.
Yeah.
You know, why is that such a bad thing that we did so good that they had to hire us away? Why do we have to keep that as a dirty little secret?
Because, well, we discussed that earlier in the show, and you know the answer, and I know that it's the attitude of this company.
Right.
That's what it is.
Because there's only one guy who they care about keeping happy in this company.
And hey, that's the fact.
Which is why...
That's the fact, Jack.
Frankly, when this contract is up, I would love nothing better than the chance to go on a competing station and end that entire situation once and for all.
Absolutely. It'd be wonderful.
We did it once.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it again.
Amen.
Jesus. It's frustrating... To be edited.
It is.
That's the main thing.
That's even more, and they've been doing that all along, and it's just another reason why they've spent so much time and energy with that.
Yeah.
You know, and then the more of a big deal they make of it, the more it becomes frustrating.
Jesus Christ. I know Howard Stern has more important things to worry about than if disc jockeys on WNEW mention his name.
Oh, absolutely.
I really do. I mean, it's so freaking petty. It's so petty. You know what? We've got to find us a radio group that will allow us to be that petty.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah. You are. That is it, right?
We really do.
Amen.
Because it's just goddamn ridiculous.
It is indeed.
It really is.
Yeah.
How did we end up working for Infinity Broadcasting? Because we beat the disc jockey that they had on.
Yeah, not that they said, hey, they want to put us on just to be in the afternoon. No, it was they wanted to get us out of mornings. Right.
Right.
The way they did. I mean, it's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reason we came over here and switched our day part.
True. They paid us double what we were making at the other place.
Right.
To come over here to take any competition out. Why do you think the Grease Man got hired by Infinity?
Bingo.
Same deal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, it's just a fact.
Huh. That's the way it's been for a long time.
It's just a fact. And that guy is the reason that our show is being edited now in New York. Sucks on ice, man.
It totally sucks. Not right.
It really does. And you know what, Infinity? If you don't like it, fire him.
Amen.
If you don't, and I swear to Jesus Christ, I mean that. If you don't like what we've just said, go ahead and fire our ass. BFD.
Really?
Enough. Enough of this crap. Jesus Christ. But Imus gets to talk about whoever he wants to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a double standard. That's what we've always had a problem with. It's the double standard.
Right.
And if they left it all alone, they wouldn't have to worry about it anyway.
Yeah.
Because, at a certain point, you stop talking about it.
You would just say, big, big deal.
And when you talk about it once in a blue moon, and it's here and it's gone. But if you make it this huge deal, that's why we keep talking about it.
And maybe you could understand, anyone out there who maybe can relate to this, I don't know. You know, it was a big accomplishment for us to win the morning ratings race back when we did a morning show.
Oh, absolutely.
And our reward was getting double the salary to come work the afternoon show. And ever since then, all this company has done is tried to erase the fact of the success that we had 9 years ago. They've totally erased that.
And there's an obvious reason for it.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. And we know way it is.
And that's the reason that we're not on in Morning Drive in New York. A job that we were offered and we accepted.
Right.
Over a year ago, until somebody finally said, no, you can't do that because you're going to be on against this other guy.
That's it.
Well, if he's so great,
what's he care?
Right.
We've always wondered that. I mean, we really wonder that. What the hell does it matter?
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Just sucks. And if you don't like it, Infinity, I'm serious. Fire us. Please, fire us. If you don't like what we're saying right now, fire us. All we've been is your loyal friggin' dogs for the last 9 years. You know, whenever they come to us and say, hey, we got something, you got to handle this with kid gloves, you got to take care of this, you got to take care of this, we do. Give us a little something.
And maybe we'll behave.
We do.
We've been behaving for a long time.
Try putting the show on live in New York, as we've asked.
Right.
Try, while you're still aborting the show, try just running the show that we do without editing it down. I'm proud of the fact that we kicked his ass and we got hired away because he couldn't beat us. But now I'm not allowed to mention that.
Oh, God forbid.
Right?
Right.
Sucks.
It totally sucks. It's the way it's been since we've been here.
It sucks. And we're on, and the station we're on now, WJFK, we got the highest ratings on the station. We got higher ratings in Afternoon Drive than he has in Morning Drive. You get more money for a commercial in Afternoon Drive than you do in Morning Drive. Unprecedented in radio. You know who knows it? Me and Mike.
That's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Biggest secret in the world.
We thought we'd share it for all of you here in Washington.
And those few stations that are still hearing us on the network.
Amen.
I mean, our radio show has done some good stuff. Some record-breaking stuff.
Good enough to at least put us on live.
Yeah, in New York.
Which is really all we want. But it all seems to be spilling over. The fear of one person seems to be spilling over into everything.
And
it wouldn't matter one lick to that guy.
No.
I mean, in reality, it might matter in his mind, but it wouldn't matter, you know, it wouldn't affect the bottom line.
And I don't know where that all came from, because for the longest time we had a truce with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We did.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, they said, hey, don't talk about him, he won't talk about you.
Well, okay.
No problem.
Right.
You don't care. But I mean, why do we have to lie about our past? Why do we have to lie about
something we're very proud of that we did before.
You know why.
Yeah, I know why. Then why won't they run us live in New York? Why won't they put us on in the morning in New York? Jesus Christ. Why won't Bennett Zia call me back at home tonight? I know you're listening, Bennett. I know you're listening.
Very good.
Me and Mike are ready.
Yeah, it's time.
We're ready.
It is time, because we're not getting any attention. We're not even getting conversation.
You know, it's
unless we have to knock the door down. You have to knock the goddamn door down to get a conversation with a program director about your show.
It's been almost 10 years since we changed stations.
Yeah.
Might be time.
Sure.
Might be time.
There are lots of companies out there.
Bennett Zier, give me a call. I'm serious. I'm not kidding you. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm. We'll go to DC 101.
And you can even keep that little prick in the morning. We're going in the afternoon on DC 1. I don't care.
Absolutely.
Just give us a nice syndication deal throughout America on a real FM station.
Absolutely. Put us on FM stations. Live.
Put us on in New York.
Live. In the afternoon.
We'll be your bitch.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Get a little respect.
Okay.
Amen.
You know, sorry about that. We just got, you know, we had gotten it all out of our system.
And so you heard us edited and you got it out of your system again, so that's good.
Yeah. Right. It stinks. They're such pussies at WNEW. I'm so glad we're just going to be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to be done with the whole freaking thing. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
In sports, the Kansas City Chiefs have fired coach Gunther Cunningham to make way for former St. Louis coach Dick Vermeil.
Gunther!
The Rams, by the way, want Kansas City's first-round draft pick for that, among other things. Outgoing Chiefs coach Cunningham got the word this morning after two seasons on the job. Workers are scrambling to repair the damage at Adelphia Stadium caused by up to 40,000 gallons of water that spilled from a burst pipe. Repairs to drywall and ceilings are expected to be completed before Sunday's NFL playoff game between Tennessee and visiting Baltimore.
Get to know Charlie.
Oh, my God, Joe! Joe, there's water!
Oops, Charlie, that was my fault. As usual.
And finally, sometimes neighborhood watch means you ought to watch your neighbors. In Scranton, PA, a 61-year-old woman, head of her local crime watch, built a proud reputation of tipping off drug dealers to police. Now this 61-year-old woman has been arrested for selling heroin. Prosecutors say she turned in the other dealers to weed out the competition.
Weed out, I get it.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
I get it, Wacky Tabacky.
On the Don and Mike Show.
No!
I only wish I had more time.
I know you do.
More time to say the truth that will be edited out.
Truth.
Yeah, I hope you get a call on the weekend, Don.
No.
From somebody. Here's why I know I'm safe, at least on these comments. You told me that WJFK program director Jim McClure is on his way to Bermuda or the Bahamas.
On his way to the Bahamas. Wow. He was leaving earlier this afternoon.
That means that I know Broyhill's not chopping any of this stuff out of the show.
Amen.
So it's only going to be edited out of WNEW listening audience.
That's right.
Frankly,
who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Whatever.
Just think, you know, listen to WNEW. Just put us on live or take us off.
Bingo. It's that simple. It's very simple.
That's it.
Thank you.
And stop editing the show.
Amen.
Please, for the love of God. For the love of Phil Hogberg.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Who's this?
This is Dan.
Oh, Dan, you got to say it.
I'm the one on the call.
Right. Danny boy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mechanicsville, Maryland.
Beautiful. Now, Danny, I have quite a prize for you. A paintball party for up to 20 of your friends at Pev's Paintball.
Wow.
Pev's has five locations, each with a 35-acre paintball park with eight different fields. This is the place we played paintball at about a month ago. We met Pev. We had a great time. Enjoy it with you and 20 of your friends. For information, call Pev's Paintball at 888-826-7387. Thank you for listening.
Woohoo!
Have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot, man.
We'll be back on Monday.
I'm sure
we'll be back on Monday. They won't fire us over the weekend.
They won't fire us over the weekend.
But really, Infinity, if you've had enough, fire us.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, put us on live on WNEW.
Yeah, show us you care a little bit.
Or just take the show off WNEW, and we'll just continue and be happy in the way we were happy in the year before we started on WNEW, when you started tape delaying the show and editing out large parts of our content.
Yeah, we'll go back to doing this and just don't edit us, unless, of course, we say the bad words we're not allowed to say legally.
Yeah, and then when our contract is up in 2 years, we will leave and we will destroy you.
Right.
Bennett Veer, General Manager, Clear Channel Communications. You have my number.
There you go.
Call me at home. Have a great weekend. Buzz, thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
The problem is that Bennett Veer is even more of a snake than Ken is.
Hey, we've worked for plenty of snakes, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
All right, Robbie. Robbie, you're right. Throw your beret in the air. She's like Cindy. Tyler Moore.
You might make it as
all right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
So long, Mr. Veer. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sonny Barry Singer saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.